Poganski takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! It's picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Cutler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Bukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Bukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Sheffrin with you here on the breeze for Tri-City Storm Hockey. The Storm taking on the Chicago Steel here tonight. And we are at the Edge in Bensonville, Illinois. It's the first matchup between these two teams this season. Once again, Jared Sheffrin with you here. I'll be with you for the entirety of this game right here on the breeze, 94.5 FM. We're in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Tri-City Storm and Chicago Steel here tonight in what will be the debut of the Storm's new coach, Jim Holton, new head coach and general manager for the Tri-City Storm. He was hired on Tuesday after the Storm made the decision to let go of head coach Josh Howgie on Monday. The news was released, and then Tuesday, it was the Jim Holton era that officially began, a press conference at the Viero Event Center, and a lot of excitement around the new coach, who served 3 years as an assistant coach with the Florida Panthers, 10 years of coaching experience in the Ontario Hockey League. He was a head coach for four different programs in that Ontario Hockey League, now coming to the Tri-City Storm, and he takes over a team that is 4-9-2 on the season, a team that has struggled at times this year, and a team that has a lot of talent. The owner, Kirk Brooks, felt like the team had too much talent to have a record where they were, and he felt like it was time for a change. So we start the Jim Holton era tonight, and we'll hear from Jim coming up in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex, Coach's Corner, in just a couple minutes. But right now, the Storm are a team that is in transition. A lot of time spent the last couple days on the ice. Only a couple practices that Holton had with the team to get ready for this game. No ice for the Storm on Tuesday. They had a light scrimmage on Monday. No ice for the team on Tuesday, with the Viero Event Center being taken over by the Disney on Ice show, which is going on at the Viero Event Center. And then the Storm traveled. They had a practice in Omaha, and then they practiced yesterday here at the Edge and got a little feel for the building. And right now, the Storm just trying to get used to a new coach. Not too many changes X's and O's wise in the systems, but something is going to be different on the bench here tonight. And the Storm keep their assistants the same, still with Jamie Bittner, Eric Largent, Eric Blaze, and Matt Stern. But the head coach is a new one, and that's Jim Holton. That's the big news. Other news for the Storm here, Drew Mayer, it comes back tonight in the lineup. Mayer served a 5-game suspension. He's back in the lineup tonight, playing on a line with Ryan McMurphy and Kyle Eastman. And in my opinion, maybe the best news the Storm have gotten in a long time, Jalen Schultz is in the lineup here tonight. And fans, you know, Jalen suffered an injury a couple weeks ago in practice, and there was some fear that he broke a bone and could be out for the season. Instead, Schultz, a warrior here, misses just 2 games. They said it was a bruise, and it was a deep bruise. A lot of pain he was in, but he's gutting it out, only missing 2 games, and in the lineup here tonight for the Tri-City Storm as they take on the Chicago Steel. This Steel team is a team that's won 5 out of their last 7 games. They started off pretty cold, but now with 5 wins and 10 points, definitely trending in the right direction in the Eastern Conference. A young team, couple 1997 birth years on this Steel team. And it should be a good matchup. First of 3 meetings between the two teams this season. Also, a homecoming tonight for Tri-City Storm defenseman Tori Dello, native of Crystal Lake, Illinois. Dello, in his first USHL season, gets to come back and play in front of a ton of family and friends here tonight. So a lot of news around this Tri-City Storm team. I think the team's excited. They're ready to go here tonight. They want to win for their new coach in his debut. And Jim Holton, very excited to get this team going and try to get them back on the right track. Storm had a good start to the season. Started 2-0-2 in their first four games. But then things trended downwards, and now they're at 4-9-2. Their offense is 15th out of 16 in the USHL, and things got to turn around here for the Storm if they want to make a run at the playoffs here in the USHL this season. We are 15 games into a 60-game season. A lot of games left to be played. A lot of time on the ice is left here, and Jim Holton hopes to have things changed a little bit for the Tri-City Storm, get them some wins and get them turning around in the right direction. We're going to start that in just a little bit here. Puck drop is scheduled just after 7:30 tonight. The Tri-City Storm and the Chicago Steel will take a break here on the Breeze and come back, and you'll hear from Jim Holton on the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex. Coach's Corner right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Throw the turkey in the oven, grab your running shoes, and gather the family for the 11th annual Kearney Family YMCA's Turkey Trot and Gobble Wobble, sponsored by the Tri-City Storm. Whether you run as a competitive athlete or just for fun with your family, join us for the kids' one-mile fun run or the 2 or 5 mile races. Each paid registration receives a free ticket to the Tri-City Storm vs. Omaha Lancers game on Friday the 29th. For more information, call the YMCA at 308-237-9622 or visit our website at kearneyymca.org.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better. Safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin back with you here at the edge outside of Chicago in Bensonville, Illinois. Tri-City Storm, Chicago Steel, get ready to go here tonight in the new era for the Tri-City Storm with their new head coach, Jim Holton. Very exciting night here around this Storm program. We want to remind you, fans, we got the Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game here tonight. So, if you got a question about the Tri-City Storm, remember to email it over to us at bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. That is bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And remember, you can email us your question of the night tonight and have a chance to have your question read on air and answered during the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Best Western Plus Kearney at gmail.com. Well, it's been a wild couple days here for the Storm. Again, they introduced Jim Holton on Tuesday. Jim has been working with this Tri-City Storm team, trying to get them ready for this weekend, which is the longest road trip of the season. The Storm in Chicago tonight to take on the Steel, and then they'll face Team USA in Ann Arbor the next two nights on Saturday, and then a 2:30 Central Time afternoon game on Sunday against Team USA. But Coach is excited here tonight, and we got a chance to talk to him before the game. Here he is, Jim Holton, in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex, Coach's Corner. Jared Shaffron here with the head coach and general manager of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, getting ready for his first game this season with the Tri-City Storm. Kind of a crazy week here, Jim. You're battling the Steel tonight. I'm sure it's kind of been a big whirlwind for you here the last couple days.
Well, it has been a whirlwind. I mean, you're trying to learn, first and foremost, your team. I'm still trying to, I think I've got most of the names to the faces now, and really curious to see them out on the ice tonight. And then, in addition to that, you're trying to get used to a brand new league. So trying to come up to speed quickly, watched a lot of tape, talked to a lot of different people, get a read on Chicago, get a read on Team USA, and all the while experienced my first road trip. But all in all, it's been fantastic, and I can't wait for the puck to drop.
Now, you've done some meetings with the players. You've had a couple sessions on the ice with them now, some practices. Like you said, you're trying to get to know everybody. What's that feeling that you've gotten just in general overall when you talk to these kids? Are they excited? What do you feel like the feeling is right now in the locker room?
Well, I've been very, very impressed. I've seen a lot of keen, eager young men who have been extremely receptive to any new ideas that we've gotten at them, and I think there's a healthy amount of nervous energy tonight, and that's to be expected. Anytime there's a coaching change, it puts everybody a little bit on edge, and that's usually when teams play their best. So, again, I think we're all excited to get going tonight and see what we're all going to be about.
What kind of things did you do here the last couple of days? What are the things that you're working on? I know you spoke at your opening press conference that you can't change everything all at once. It's got to be a process. But what were the first things that started here, the process?
Well, I didn't want to change a lot of the X and O's of the systems. I did tweak a few little things. But I think I mostly wanted to change the mindset. And I want to get us into what I consider good habits in hockey. I want us to play in straight lines. I want us to limit our turnovers. The simple math when you look at our stats is that we have to cut down on our shots against. We can't give up 40 shots a night. We'd like to turn the tables. We'd like to look for 40 plus and keep the opposition to under 30. So those are the things that we've talked about. But the process, the way you get there, is a little bit more difficult. And I think the two areas that we've looked at in particular is forecheck and defensive zone. So we really want to establish a forecheck early tonight. We want to be a forecheck team. That has to become our forte. And then we have to be rock solid on our own end. So that's been kind of the two technical areas that we put the most focus on.
What did you do to prepare for tonight specifically? I know you mentioned you watched some video. I know you mentioned you've kind of looked at the league, anything. But when you looked at the Chicago team, what did you see?
Well, I saw a team that is a little bit like ourselves that's trying to find their way to win and kind of caught in between styles. And I think when you got two teams that are at the bottom, you're going to get two very desperate hockey teams. And quite honestly, I focused a lot more on our team than I did on Chicago, because when you go in brand new, I can't start throwing 20 different things at them in 2 days, or it's going to create confusion, and that usually creates hesitation on the ice. So I don't want that. So I really talked a lot about just to get to their emotions. I want their discipline to overrule their emotion tonight, but I want them to play hard. I want them to play simple. I want them to play fast.
I heard you mention a few times that there's a story, your first head coaching job in Mississauga, kind of the similar situation to what you're doing right now, stepping in early on in the season, but still midway through. Maybe relay that story to the fans here, kind of show them that you've been in this situation before.
I have been in the situation before, and I guess for my sake and for all the fans' sake, I hope it turns out a lot better. It was an expansion team in the Ontario Hockey League, the Mississauga Ice Dogs. It was their first season. They had only won one game. They had to start it on the road for first 10 because their arena wasn't done. I believe they were something like 1-19 when I took over. We tied our first game. It was just after American Thanksgiving. We got outshot 72-18. Our goalie stood on his head.
Wow.
At that time, there was no shootouts, so we got out of it with a point. But we didn't win a game until early February. So I think I've learned a lot. I was very, very young. It was my first head coaching experience anywhere. I was 28 years old, and quite frankly, I didn't have the bank of experience to go into an expansion situation, let alone a coaching change midway through a season. So I think I've learned a lot over the past decade that I can apply here.
Last thing I got for you here, Jim, it's your first game. The team is 15th in the league in overall offense, barely just under 2 goals a game here offensively. How are you guys going to put the puck in the net?
Well, again, if you look at simple math, we need to shoot the puck more. We're getting outshot every game. That can't happen. And we've obviously been squeezing the sticks a little bit hard, so I think we have to play a simpler brand of hockey. And you know what? Ironically, I've looked more at the other end. I want to cut shots against. I want to cut goals against down. And if we do the process right, and I think by, again, putting an emphasis on forecheck means we're going to spend more time in the other team's end, and just out of that's going to come some more offense. And I think we need some guys to relax with the puck on their stick, too. I could see it in practice. They were tight. They're not really looking for the the finesse play in around the net. They're just so anxious to try to score that they're really working against themselves.
All right, that's Jim Holton here in the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex Coach's Corner. Jim, we wish you luck tonight here in your first game, and looking forward to getting to know you and getting you on here every game.
Well, thanks a lot. I hope we're going to have a lot of success together, and I'm as excited as I've ever been for a hockey game tonight.
Perfect. We'll let you go out there and coach then.
Thank you.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Jared Schaffern back with you here at the Edge in Chicago, Illinois. Tri-City Storm, Chicago Steel, getting ready to meet for the first time this season, and it's the debut of the Tri-City Storm head coach Jim Holton here in Chicago. First of three games this weekend for the Tri-City Storm, and let's get you set for this one with the Burger King lineups, sponsored by your Burger King. The home of the Whopper, Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. And here's tonight's lineups. First for the visiting Tri-City Storm, again with Jim Holton, new head coach here after he was introduced on Tuesday. The Storm will start the birthday boy, Ross Olsen, on the left wing. Number 23, Olsen, celebrating a birthday today. 6'4", 200 pounds, out of Billerica, Massachusetts. Played for Cedar Rapids last season. Olsen this year through eight games has a goal and two assists for the Tri-City Storm. Chase Berger at the center, wearing number 14, 6'. 190 pounds, Berger out of St. Louis, Missouri, and this season, four goals and an assist for the Penn State commit. Chris Wilkie wears number 44, and he'll be on the right wing here tonight, 5'11", 185 pounds, Omaha, Nebraska native. Wilkie will play where he played last season, tomorrow night and Sunday. That'll be against the United States National Team Development Program. Wilkie played there last year for the U-17s. This year with the Storm, three goals and three assists for the North Dakota commit. On defense for the Storm, they have Cutler Martin on the left side, wearing number four. Martin, 6'1", 205 pounds, out of East Lansing, Michigan. Martin with a goal and four assists this season for the Storm, committed to the University of Michigan. And on the right defense, it'll be the hometown boy, Tori Dello. Played for the Chicago Mission, played at this facility plenty of times growing up. Crystal Lake, Illinois native, Dello, 6'1", 180 pounds, and he has a goal and assist in his 15 games with the Storm this season. He is committed to the University of Notre Dame. In net for the Tri-City Storm tonight, it is Jacob Johansson. Johansson making his 15th appearance of the season, 6'2", 185 pounds, wears number 30 out of Stockholm, Sweden. Johansson, through those first 14 games, has a goals against average of 3.25 and a save percentage of 91% for Johansson. Scratches for the Storm, Steve Hayden, Joey DiBenedetto, Sean Lang, and Nick Hutchison. And the Storm again coached by Jim Holton in his first game here tonight for Tri-City. The other lines for the Storm, very similar. Holton wanted to come in here and not make too many changes. I think Holton wanted to keep things similar. He wanted to see what he has, and he'll make evaluations from this point forward. He wanted to start with a clean slate, and so you'll have Gomez, Lesperance, and Poganski. Horn will center Lebowski and Aldworth. McMurphy centers Eastman and Drew Mayer, who's back from that suspension here tonight. Now let's get you the starting lineup for the hometown, Chicago Steel. Steel here today are coming in with a 5-12 record. They have no overtime losses this season, but they won five out of their last seven, after starting off without a win for a while here this steal. They will start Danny Fetzer on the left wing, wearing number 26. Fetzer, 6 foot, 173 pounds on the left wing. The center, Patrick Polino, 5'8", 165 pounds. And on the right wing, it'll be number 21, Robbie Payne. Payne started this season with the Tri-City Storm, got traded over to the Steel a couple weeks into the season, and the Storm were counting on Payne. They thought he'd be a big addition to the lineup. Instead, things did not work out. They traded him over to Chicago. For Payne this year, he's played in 14 total games. He's got a goal and two assists. One of those assists and the goal came here with Chicago, so he just had the one assist when he was with the Storm. He's committed to Northern Michigan, Robbie Payne, on the right wing. On defense, Peter Tischke, number 6, committed to the University of Wisconsin. He'll be on the left defense, 6'3", 195 pounds. And on the right defense, Connor McDonald, committed to Bowling Green, 6'1", 180 pounds for McDonald. In net, it's Cale Morris here for the Chicago Steel. Morris hasn't been the goaltender that's played most of the work. Just four games played here for Morris this season. 4.22 goals against average, 88% save percentage. Morris in net. Chris Nell will serve as the backup goaltender for the Chicago Steel. And we are getting closer to getting underway here tonight. Tri-City Storm and Chicago Steel, those are your lineups for the two teams. Scratches tonight for the Chicago Steel: Jake Buns, TJ Moore, Zach Laval, Liam McGing, and Biagio Lerario. So we will now get you your New West three keys to victory. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, three keys to victory here tonight for the Tri-City Storm. Really simple things here. I think, you know what, Jim Holton's been preaching these things since he's come in and taken over on Tuesday. Number one, the Storm got to relax. I think they're gripping their sticks tight. They've been worried that they haven't been scoring enough goals. They've definitely been struggling offensively. They've been struggling to get wins here this season with the 4-9-2 record. If the Storm can relax, play their game, I think that'll be a huge key for them here tonight in this one against the Chicago Steel. And this, that's really the second key, is just play your game. Do what you know how to do best. You're a USHL hockey player. Tri-City Storm, they've got a lot of talent. They've got a lot of high-velocity, high-notch players. And if they just relax, play their game, limit their turnovers, make good plays, get to the net, and do the thing that they've been taught their whole hockey career, simplifying things, I think is the key here for the Tri-City Storm tonight. Got to relax, got to play their game, and just simplify everything. The third key to the game, net front presence, getting shots to the net. That's the biggest thing that their new coach, Jim Holton, has been preaching here. He wants, especially on the power play, somebody in front of the net at all times. When the Storm has the puck in the offensive zone, he wants as much traffic in front of the net, in front of goaltender Cale Morris, as possible. And I think that's a huge key for the Storm tonight. It's going to be a huge key moving forward. The other thing is getting shots. And you heard him a little bit in the coach's corner, Jim, talking about getting those shots on net. The Storm have allowed some of the most shots in the USHL. And I think a key here tonight is for the Storm to cut down the shots against. If they can do that, that's going to be a key for them here. And they can try to get this win against a Chicago Steel team that has definitely struggled this season. Cale Morris gets the start in net for Chicago. Jacob Johansson in net for the Tri-City Storm. And we are just getting ready to go here in Chicago. The Storm and Steel we are going to pause here for the national anthem. And when we come back, we will have the drop of the puck in the first period of play presented by Nebraska Lottery. Tri-City Storm, Chicago Steel here from the Edge in Bensenville. You're listening to Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love old Chicago. and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week, and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The skates are on, the helmets tight, it's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Just finishing up the national anthem here in Bensonville, Illinois. Tri-City Storm, Chicago Steel. Getting ready to do battle here for the first time this season on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ, Jared Sheffrin with you here. Thanks for tuning in to the Breeze. Sure to be a very good game here tonight between these two teams. You've got the new head coach for the Tri-City Storm. That has been the story all week. The Storm parted ways with Josh Howgie on Monday is when the news was announced there that Josh was going to be going in separate ways with the Storm. And then Tuesday, get the introduction of the new head coach, Jim Holton, and we will see his first appearance here on the bench tonight. Tri-City Storm, Chicago Steel, getting ready to do battle. Should be a good one here on the Breeze. These two teams both have struggled and both looking to turn their seasons around. Chicago has been winning games as of late. They've won 5 of their last 7, and they're a team right now. They're a young team. And they got Cal Morris in net, who recorded his first career USHL win last Friday night in Lincoln. Chris Nell has seen a lot of time in between the pipes. Him and Johansson, Nell and Johansson, are the number 1 and 2 in saves this season, overall saves. But now it's going to be Cal Morris who will be in net for the Chicago Steel. We're ready to go here on the Breeze, 94.5. The Storm wearing their purple road uniforms here tonight. They will go from left to right on your radio dial. Purple uniforms with white lettering and numbering on the back and black helmets. Chicago in their home white. The Chicago Steel logo on the front. Red and black trim. Black lettering and numbering. White helmets. They'll go from right to left on your radio dial. We start things here in the first period, the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm in the opening faceoff, and they chip it forward. It's stolen away, and now it's back on the sticks of Tri-City. They throw it back. Defenseman Connor McDonald will go back to get it. Turns it over, though. Ross Olsen picks it up, throws it at the net. Puck goes wide of the net. Now on the near side, Chris Wilkie. Wilkie now downloaded for Berger. Berger in the near side corner. Tri-City Storm possessing the puck here to open up this game. Olsen to the center there. Went through the crease. Nobody there for the Storm, but they can't get it out. Can the steal? Olsen with a shot that's deflected wide of the net by Berger. Wilkie tripped and fell behind the net. And now here comes Chicago going the other way. It's Robbie Payne. Payne in a steel uniform here tonight for playing against his old team. Centered one there, trying to get Fetzer in front. But it went wide on the near side. Now Payne takes a hit from Dello. And now the puck's moved by Cutler Martin behind the Tri-City Storm net. Martin on around the far side now will skate it forward. Martin past the red line, flips this puck in. Goes off the near side corner glass. Down low, Pogansky. Man falls down for Chicago, but the Steel able to bring the puck forward here as John Erstink dumps it in deep. All the way down low. Icing is whistled. Did not get to the red line. And an icing will be whistled. Just a minute and 8 seconds into this game here in Chicago. Tri-City Storm and Chicago Steel. Scoreless on the Breeze, 94.5 FM here in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. Jared Schaffron with you here. It's just underway. Faceoff's going to be now to the right of the goaltender, Cale Morris. Faceoff's won by the Storm. Gomez has it. Gomez at the top of the zone. Banks it in down low for Pogansky. Pogansky goes and chases on the far side corner. Now it's moved around the far side wall. Moved forward and up to the top. Kept in for a second by Les Bronze, but now back out to neutral ice where Glukowski chipped it forward. Gomez gloved it down. Chipped it in deep once again. Good possession here for the Storm. Bjorklund starts the other way, though, for Chicago, and now Chicago's in the zone. On the far side, a centering pass there for Ernsting. It was blocked away by the Storm, and now Tri-City has it. Sincere through neutral ice, trying to find Les Bronze, taken away by Chicago. And now the Steel back moving the other way, John Schilling. Schilling with a shot, and a save made by Johansson, and he hangs on. Jacob Johansson seeing his first shot on net here tonight. Tri-City Storm scoreless with the Chicago Steel here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, 18-12 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Faceoff is to the left of Johansson now as we resume play. Robbie Payne is not back on the ice. Thought he was for a second there, but now the faceoff's won by Chicago. Yao with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. And it's saved again by Johansson. Brady Jones with a huge opportunity in front somehow could not find a loose puck and put it in. It was just about as close as you can get to going in. The initial shot there was taken by Connor Yao, and Johansson didn't see where the rebound was. It was sitting on the doorstep. Could not be batted in. Storm dodged a big bullet there, and now they win a faceoff and bring it out to neutral ice. Christian Horn. Horn in onside over to Aldworth. Aldworth now on the near side. Try to get it back to Horn. It's taken away by LeBlanc. And now it's put down low into the Storm end. Johansson leaves it for Kevin Kerr. LeBlanc with the forecheck there, but Kerr evades it. Got a pass to the near side. Aldworth, nice little find for Horn. It's a two-on-one. Horn to Lebowski. He shoots. Save made by Morris. Rebound down low. Rebound behind the net now. Lebowski has it down low for Christian Horn. Horn out in front. Moves up top for Cutler Martin with a shot. Save made by Morris, the goaltender. And he hangs on to stop play. Morris, a young goaltender here, born in 1996, 6'1", 185 pounds, good size for Morris, but a young guy here playing for the Steel, picked up his first win last week in Lincoln, makes a nice save there on a 2-on-1, Dan Lebowski had a good opportunity, got a good pass from Christian Horn, couldn't put it home. Storm in the faceoff on the far side, now it's McMurphy up top, Martin with a shot, save made, Morris, rebound loose, and Mayer had a chance at it, but he pushed it wide, nice job by Drew Mayer, good net front presence, nice shot from Cutler Martin, puck's in the near side corner now, good work by Mayer and Eastman, Eastman in the near side corner trying to get it back to Mayer, taken away though by Kwiecinski, and now on the far side, it's moved on the far side wall by the Steel, nice hit there by Mayer, and a shot to the net, save made by Morris. McMurphy picks up his own rebound off that shot. And now Eastman up top for Cutler Martin. Martin holding on it. Plays it down low. Eastman let it go through to the near side corner as McMurphy puts a hit on his man. Now it's moved up the near side wall. Eastman keeping it in for a second. Eastman still able to keep it in. Now on the near side, Kwiecinski onto the far side for Victor Bjorklund, the former Fargo Force defenseman, who moves one into the Storm end. Icing waved off as it deflected off Jalen Schultz. Schultz back to get it. Turned it over there behind the net, but Schultz gets it back. And now on the near side, it's Ross Olsen. Olsen with a big back check there. And he lost the puck to Payne for a second, but now Glukowski fires one off the near side wall over to Chris Wilkie. Wilkie settles it down, gains some speed at the neutral ice. Sees some big forecheck there from Polino, but now evades it. And it's back for Berger and Glukowski. Now on the near side, Jalen Schultz. Storm a little sloppy here on the breakout, but it's back out to neutral ice. And now Chase Berger trying to move it in with Olsen. Battle on the blue line in front of the Steel end. It's taken away by Feltzer. And now a shot, a fake on a shot from Robbie Payne. Robbie Payne down the far side. Centers the puck. Save made Johansson, and he hangs on. So just a harmless centering play. Johansson had to control it and stop play. 15:41 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play on the Breeze, 94.5. Tri-City Storm scoreless with a steal. Face off this to the left of Johansson now. It'll be a L'Esperance on the draw against John Ernsting. To the left of Johansson. Face off is down, and the Storm had a chance with it. It was Gomez, but the puck got knocked away by Schilling. And now Dello, playing in his hometown here, moves the puck forward for Poganski. Poganski out in the neutral ice, where McDonald will play it for the steal. Loops it back into the Storm end. Cecere played it up the far side wall, lost possession. Schilling to the front, banked off the back of the net, taken away by L'Esperance. L'Esperance rushes it out of the zone, past the red line, flips one in deep, took a hit there, kept going. And now it's down low behind the steel net. L'Esperance and Gomez doing work. It's moved around the far side for John Schilling. Schilling on the far side wall. Centering pass there to neutralize for Ernsting. Ernsting with a shot. Save made by Johansson with the glove, and he hangs on. 15:01 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Jared Shaffron with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Storm, steel, scoreless game here on the Breeze. Face off to the left of Johansson now in the Storm end. Christian Horn will take the draw against Brian LeBlanc. Face off, won by the steal, and now played in the far side corner. Steal with it. It's Jones down low. Now moved up the far side wall, out of the zone. Here's a race for the puck in the steal end. Lebowski trying to fly down and get it, but he's beaten there by Kosinski. Taken back by the Storm. Allworth up top for Martin. Martin fakes on a shot. Martin holding. Cross over to Glukowski. Couldn't handle it. Left the zone for a second. Storm got a tag up, and Steele have the puck. Bjorkum, far side now. It's moved forward into the zone. And it's taken away by the Storm. Christian Horn on the steal there. Nice job by Horn to take the puck back. And now it's moved forward into the zone. Allworth with it. Takes a shot. Was blocked. Another shot. Save made by Morris. Rebounds dribbling around, and now he covers up. To stop play. Nice job there by the Storm. Couple good shots by Tri-City. And Morris makes the saves, hangs on. 14 minutes and 13 seconds remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Jared Shaffron with you here in a scoreless game. Faceoff is won by the Storm. Eastman tried a turnaround shot, but he fanned on it. Now on the near side, it's moved forward by the Steel. CJ Smith for the Steel, and now it's back onto the stick of defenseman Alec Vanko. Dumps it in deep for the Storm end. Cecere behind the net. Lost it. Chance in front was blocked there. Nice job by Kevin Kerr on the defense there. Now it's moved back into the far side corner of the Storm end. Battle won by Kerr. Wraps it around the near side. Mayer tries to chip it out, and he does. The neutral ice it goes. Puck picked back up by CJ Smith. Now on the far side for Vanko. And moved into the zone. Mayer all over his man there. Brandon Kearney, and Kearney on the far side, up top with a shot, upcoming penalty here on the Storm. Johansson made the save, knocked it out of play, stopping play, 13:26 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We have our first power play of the game, and it looks like the Storm and Drew Mayer will be the one shorthanded here, going on the GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Face off in the Storm and Drew Mayer with the penalty, 2 minutes for holding. So, Storm on the GNC penalty kill here. Face off was won by Chicago. LeBlanc up on the top and moving in a shot. Went high up above the net. Johansson did let it go by, and then it bounced around in front. Glukowski put it into the corner. Nice work by Glukowski, and Eastman chips it out. Nice job by Glukowski and Eastman there. Get it out of the zone. We're 30 seconds gone by here in the penalty kill for the Storm. And a turnover neutral ice. Here's Gomez. Just chips one deep in this steal end. Nice job by Garrett Gomez and Kyle Eastman there on the penalty kill. Now McMurphy is on. McMurphy with a chance from Eastman. Excuse me, from Gomez. Gomez passed it over to McMurphy. McMurphy had a chance, and he fanned on the shot. Now the Steel have possession once again. Minute 10 remaining in the GNC penalty kill. Bjorkum finds it to LeBlanc, and now it's into the Storm end. Icing is whistled on the Steel. Nobody could touch up there. Seemed like the Steel had a chance to try to touch up and get it deep in the zone, but they couldn't. Icing whistled on the team of the power play. The Steel, they got a minute 6 remaining on the GNC penalty kill for the Storm. We see the man in the box is Drew Mayer for holding. For another minute and 6 seconds, faceoff in the steel end, though, is won by Chicago, and LeBlanc has it moving forward. Assistant captain of this team. Moved it too far in front of his intended receiver. Now Dan Lebowski had it, but lost it. Nice diving play to get it back to Dello, who put it to neutral lines. And now on the near side, Ernsting. On the far side now, it's moved forward. And now deep into the storm end. Icing is waved off this time. It's bounced to the center, and Schultz plays it to the far side. Up top, kept in, and a shot to Johansson. He deflects it wide into the corner. Final 35 seconds remaining in the penalty now for the Storms. Drew Mayer down low, a chance in front for the Steel. Batted away. Now Artemov from the left point was blocked by Eastman. Eastman trying to tie up Artemov. Couldn't control the puck, though. Steel having it with a chance in front. Now it's on the near side wall. It's moved down low. Polino had a chance at it. Moved to the far side. Steel with the puck still for another 13 seconds on the power play. Goes behind the storm net. Schultz tries to tie his man up. Moved to the far side. Lebowski with a chance to clear, but he couldn't get to it in time. Still down low. 5 seconds remaining in the penalty kill. Johansson poke check the puck away and now covers it up. You get a stoppage in play with a 1 second remaining on the Drew Mayer penalty for holding. Storm just about have killed off the first GNC penalty kill here. This evening, scoreless game in Chicago, 11:27 remaining in the first game under new head coach for the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, against the Chicago Steel team, beginning a 3-game weekend on the road here on the Storm. Faceoff is won by Chicago, and they control the puck in the far side corner. Now it's played by Cecere for the Storm. Cecere, nice backhand pass to Lesperance. Here they come on a rush. Lesperance on the far side to the center for Gomez. Puck was deflected away, never got to Gomez. And now behind the net, taken back by LeBlanc. LeBlanc moving forward. Turned it over, though. Gomez with a shot. Hit the cross. Hit the left post. Gomez hit the left post with a turnaround shot. Gomez still looking for his first point this season. And now it's going to be an icing whistle to Chicago. Storm with a chance to continue the pressure. Chicago can't change. They still got members of their power play unit that have been on the ice for a little while. On the ice. And big opportunity there for the Storm. Garrett Gomez, with a chance in front, just hits the left pipe to the right of Cale Morris, the goaltender. Still scoreless here, about halfway through the first period. Steel win the faceoff in their own end, banked back into the Storm end, and Glukowski will play it for Tri-City on the far side for his partner Cutler Martin. Martin, nice pass up for Eastman, who chipped it forward and then stopped the Steel pass to get it back. Eastman to the center for McMurphy, sicked it down. Didn't really get much of a shot there on Morris. Puck rolled in on Morris, and he covered up to stop play. 10:36 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery, first period of play. The Nebraska Lottery has a new mobile app. You can download it to your Apple device from the App Store or on your Android using Google Play. Use it to get winning numbers, current jackpots, and your numbers. Download the new Nebraska Lottery app today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Tri-City Storm, Chicago Steel, scoreless here at the edge in Bensonville, Illinois. Steel's home here and a place that the Storm have not been since September 30th of last season. Storm only played the Steel once last year, and it's been over a year since these two teams have seen each other. And it's been quite a while since the Storm got a win in this arena either. So it's definitely going to be a challenge to win in this building for the Storm. They have not gotten one here in the last few seasons. And these two teams have a pretty even history overall. Steel have the edge 17-16-6 for the Steel. And they're 10-7-3 here at home against the Storm in the two teams' history. Scoreless game here halfway through the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm trying to get shots to the net. They've had a couple good chances. Best ones for Gomez that rang one off the left post. And it's scoreless game. Storm in the faceoff in the Steel end. Horn to Aldworth on the far side. Back to Horn. Loose puck here in the left circle. Spanked up the wall, and it's kept in by Lebowski. And now Aldworth keeps it. Aldworth on the near side. Over to Glukowski. Faked on a shot. Just wrap one in deep. Down to the far side, and Robbie Payne will skate with it out to neutral ice. Martin knocked it down to neutral ice, and now here come the Steel in onside. Petzer to the center. Payne had a good opportunity. He skipped under his stick, and now here comes Lebowski in a 3-on-2. Lebowski finds Aldworth, deflected away. Nice job by the Steel. Now here they come with their 2-on-1 themselves. Polino and Payne. Payne had a chance again. Lost the puck. Payne with two good looks on this shift, and neither time is even able to get control of the puck. He'll be a little nervous playing against his old team here. Now a chance for Polino. Try to toe drag around Schultz. Lost the puck. Puck went around the near side and now out of play. Glukowski knocked it out of play. Faceoff will stay in the Storm end. When we resume play with 9:42 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Relatively calm first period here from either side. Both teams just feeling each other out here in the first meeting of the season between these two. Berger will take the faceoff for Tri-City. Lost it, though, to the Steels' John Ernsting. Now down low, Berger chipped it behind the Storm net. Lost the puck. Ernsting gets it back on the near side. Centers it, and a shot from Jackson was blocked and deflected wide there. Olsen got a piece of it, I believe. And now Tori Dello on the far side while trying to win a battle. And he does. Gets it to Olsen. Olsen moving forward. Leaves it for Wilkie. Wilkie past the red line. Gets in onside. Ooh, and now they say offside. As the Storm had a bit of an interruption entering the zone. Wilkie and Olsen ran into a few Steel defenders. 9:16 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Jared Schaffer with you here at the edge for the Storm and the Steel. Scoreless game. Faceoff is won by the Storm in neutral ice to resume play. Now, Cecere moved it forward. Lesperance had a chance at it. Knocked his man over. Puck ends up on the stick of Kevin Kerr. And now on the near side, it's Cecere. Garrett Cecere moves it forward, and Poganski able to bring it into the zone. Goes in deep. McDonald plays it for Chicago around the far side. Gomez. Gomez in the far side corner now. And he's still continuing to control the puck. Put it down low for Poganski. Poganski behind the net. Kicked it back to Gomez on the far side. Now Poganski comes over and gets it back again. Puck's bouncing around on the far side. Gomez and Poganski trying to win here. Won a battle on the far side as puck finally picked up by a member of the Steel. Now moved forward by Chicago. And now on the near side, it's C.J. Smith. Smith brings it into the zone. Throws one to the net. Johansson sticks it into the far side corner. And now Gomez picks it up. Try to bank one forward for Poganski. Poganski able to get it. Get it in deep to the Chicago end. And he'll go off on a line change. 8:15 remaining in the first period. Scoreless game here in Chicago. It's Lesperance on the near side. Mayer with a shot. Deflection by Eastman went just wide. Now behind the net, the puck goes. Nice play there by Mayer to get the puck back. Mayer on the far side. Put it down low for Eastman. Eastman in the far side corner now for the Storm. Mayer comes back to take it. Big hit there. There, but the Steel, and a nice hit by Brandon Kearney. Now a shot went wide of the net from Glukowski. Now on the far side, the Steel regroup. And a couple more hits there on the far side as the puck's out to neutral ice. Glukowski moves the puck in. Stormer offside. McMurphy was ahead of the play. And we get the stoppage with 7:41 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm, Chicago Steel, scoreless here in Chicago. Thanks for tuning in on the Breeze. Tonight, the debut of Tri-City Storm. New head coach, Jim Holton. Holton on the bench tonight. J.B. Bittner and Eric Largent. And a Storm with a faceoff here to resume play. Christian Horn trying to backhand one past the man. Horn trying to backhand one in the zone. Gets stopped. And now it's back to Thomas Aldworth. Aldworth gets the puck under control and leaves it for Dello, who now has Schultz. Jalen Schultz past the red line. Wraps one in deep. Behind the net it goes. It's moved around by the Steel, and now Jones had it for a second. Lebowski took it back. Lebowski on the near side wall, and it's pushed out to Dello at neutral ice. Dello moves it forward to Lebowski. Lebowski trying to move it back to Schultz. Went too far away from Schultz. He's got to go regroup. And it's down low. Storm have it now on the far side with Lebowski. Centering pass. Nice find with Horn. Christian Horn in onside. Horn moves on the far side. Try to find Schultz. Schultz takes a shot. Deflected out of play. Schultz had that pass deflected to him from Horn. And it popped out of play. 6:47 remains here in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City and Chicago Steel scoreless. And I think if you're the Storm right now, you've had some chances. You want to try to put one in here before the end of the first period. Try to take a lead, obviously. Faceoff is won by the Storm. Olsen put it in deep, and now it's taken back by the Steel. And it's moved ahead all the way down for icing. Icing whistled on Chicago. Peter Tischke trying to connect on a pass there. And it gets whistled for icing. 6:37 remaining here in the first period in Chicago. Tri-City and the Steel are scoreless here on the Breeze. Face-off now to the right of the goaltender, Cale Morris. Storm win it once again. Wilkie with a shot. It's blocked. And now here comes Kevin Kerr. Nice play on the back check. There's a potential rush developing there for the Steel and Robbie Payne. And now they're in onside on the far side. A shot to the net was deflected away by Johansson. Shot came from Connor McDonald. And now here in the Storm get the rebound. Sasir moved it into neutral ice. It's taken back by McDonald. Put back into the Storm end briefly. As Kevin Kerr got it forward to Olsen. Olsen evading one forechecker. And then lost the puck back to Danny Fetzer. Puck came in on Johansson, who sticked it away. Now Sasir out of the far side for Ross Olsen. Olsen with under 6 minutes to play in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Just dumps it in, goes off on a change. Berger in deep to play against Victor Bjorklund. Now on the far side, it's moved forward to Schilling. John Schilling cross-ice pass, finds Jackson. And it's moved in deep. In on Johansson, and he makes the glove save. Stopping play. Johansson stops play with 5:41 remaining here in the first period. Scoreless game on the Breeze, Tri-City in Chicago. Jared Schaffer with you on the call here for all the action all season. Storm hockey. Faceoff won by Lesperance over to Martin on the far side. Storm really winning a lot of faceoffs here, and we get a stoppage, a clasp hand with the puck there for Chicago. Say he closed his hand on the puck. Lesperance not happy with the call for Tri-City. Gets the explanation as we get a stoppage. 5:35 remaining here in the opening period. Still scoreless in Chicago. Faceoff won by the Steel this time. Now on the near side, Poganski past the red line. Goes in deep. Gomez there trying to fight for it. Poganski comes in to help. Gomez able to win it. Gomez trying to get to the center where Lesperance was waiting, but it's taken away. Now Robbie Jackson has it. Jackson on the far side. Nice move by Schilling. Schilling's in the center and a chance in front, and it's knocked away. Never got all the way through on Johansson. Storm trying to break out, try to find Lesperance. It got knocked back to Martin, who found Lesperance. Entered the zone, gets taken down. Nice hit there on the far side by Alec Vanko of Chicago. Lesperance was tangled up with Vanko for a bit. Now Mayer got it down low. And it was taken away by Chicago, and now here come the Steel. Once again on the near side here, Ernsting lost an edge as he entered the zone, and Mayer will pick it up. Drew Mayer, first game back after a 5-game suspension for Tri-City. As Artemov has it, takes a hit from Mayer. Now back to Chicago's end as the Steel move forward with 4.5 minutes remaining here in the opening period. Scoreless game. It's chipped in deep there by Brandon Kearney. And now on the far side, Schultz to Eastman. Eastman banked it off the far side where McMurphy and Eastman worked to get it out of the zone. Eastman gets it back on a stick. Cross-ice pass over to Dell on the near side. Nice pass on the far side from McMurphy. McMurphy's in. He shoots. Save made. Rebound was loose in front. Mayer was lurking there, but it was cleared into the corner by Chicago. And now Dello has it back in neutral ice. Trying to move it in the zone. He lost possession. Brandon Kearney takes it back. And now Connor McDonald has it for Chicago with 4 minutes remaining in the first. Scoreless game here. Kearney's inside. Kearney to the center. Nice job on defensively by Aldworth on the back check, along with Kevin Kerr, who was back there defensively. Ryan McMurphy plays it now to the far side, where Lebowski will change sides, throw to the center. Bad turnover there. Now here come the Steelers. McDonald with a shot. Just went wide. And now on the near side, Aldworth able to stick it down and moving it forward. Thomas Aldworth took a spill there. Lost the puck. Storm couldn't touch it because they were changing right in front of the bench there. And now it's moved forward by Tri-City Christian Horn. Horns in onside. Trying to leave a pass for Aldworth. Took a shot that went wide. Now on the far side, Kevin Kerr hustles over to keep it in. Down low, Aldworth. Aldworth over to Lebowski on the near side. Up top, Sasir fires. Save made by Cale Morris. And the rebound picked up by Chicago here on the far side. It's dumped in back into the Storm end by Mason Berg. Berg goes to get it. Wrapped up by Kevin Kerr. Now plays it on the far side for LeBlanc. LeBlanc holding to the center and up top out of the zone. It went. Good opportunity for Chicago, but it went all the way down. And now it's played on the far side. Once again by Chicago, it's LeBlanc. Rolled off his stick. Cutler Martin trying to play it back down low to Wilkie. Wilkie left it for Sasir. 2:45 remaining here in the first. As Chase Berger trying to bring it through neutral ice. Gets forced back to Martin. Martin over to Ross Olsen, who gets it in the zone. Olsen on the far side. Olsen to the center, and a save made by Morris on a deflection. Now here's Lukowski takes a shot. Save made, blocked in front, actually. And now here come the Steel. Robbie Payne leading the rush. Put it too far in front of Fetzer. Into the far side corner it goes. Played as it's bounced around up top by Lukowski. Lukowski now over to Ross Olsen, and Olsen passed the red line. Brought it in the zone, but chipped right out. And now it's still in the zone here. Wilkie just decides to bring it back out and get it back to Dello to regroup. Dello over to Jalen Schultz. Schultz forward where Ross Olsen deflected it back to Polino. Under 2 minutes remaining in the period. Still scoreless here in Chicago. Yao on the far side now. Leaves the pass there for Chicago as they enter the zone. A shot on Johansson. Save is made. Vanko with the shot. Johansson with the save, and he hangs on. 1:49 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Up next, we got the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. And joining me will be Everett Fitzhugh of the USHL here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. A couple minutes, we'll talk Storm Hockey. We'll talk USHL. A couple different matters around the league that we'll discuss on that Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, along with your Stadler Implement Period Recap. Face-off is won by the Storm. Kerr on the near side over to Poganski, and it's placed forward to L'Esperance. In onside, Poganski was streaking for it, couldn't get a possession, and now it's Jackson who controls with a minute and a half remaining here in the first. Moving forward is McDonald. And DeSteele flip it in onside, now down low, Cecere. Cecere moving behind the net, comes out in front, loose puck. Johansson covers up and hangs on. Little chance there for the Steel, just a puck popping around in front of the net as they hang on. A stop play, a minute 15 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Neither team has scored a goal yet here tonight. Scoreless game. Couple chances for either side, but definitely a defensive battle here early on. Storm will take that right now. Had trouble scoring goals this season. Faceoff won by Tri-City. That's something the Storm have done here tonight. They've been winning faceoffs. And talk later to Jim Holton about how important those faceoffs can be in a game like this. As the Storm have a chance here? Mayer on the goal line. Lost it. Eastman with a shot. Save made. Rebounds loose at the top of the zone. Martin keeps it in. Threw one towards the net. It was blocked by Vanko. And now coming forward, here are the Steel on the far side. Final minute of the period. Martin knocks his man down. And now Eastman picks it up to the near side. It's Glukowski. Glukowski banks it off the backboard. And now it's Martin. On the far side, Drew Mayer kicks it over to Eastman. Eastman trying to leave it back for Mayer. Dangerous little play back to Martin, but he gets it forward. And now it's Eastman. 35 seconds remaining in the period. Storm get it in deep into the Steel end. And it's moved in the Steel end here by Yao. Final 30 seconds of the first period. Still scoreless here in Chicago. As the Steel move it forward. Vanko back to Yao. Yao cross ice all the way down. Icing will be whistled here on the Steel. 17.8 seconds remaining. In the opening, Nebraska Lottery first period. Jared Schaffer with you in a scoreless game here in Chicago. Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up in just a couple minutes here. As wind down the first period. Lebowski's going to take this faceoff here for the Storm against Brendan Kearney. Faceoff here to the right of the goaltender. Faceoff won by the Storms. Kevin Kerr with a lane. Shoots. Save made by Morris. And now another shot by Horn was blocked. Now on the far side, it's out of the zone. Final 5 seconds of the period as Kevin Kerr has it in neutral ice. One last chance for the Storm moving in. Shot save made by Morris as time expires. Shot came from Thomas Aldworth. And we are scoreless after 20 minutes. Both teams with some chances to do damage here, but neither able to strike. In the first period, we're scoreless after one period on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ will have the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up next on your Storm Radio Network.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
For three generations, the Vogel family that immigrated from Holland to Orange City, Iowa, has been providing paint and paint supplies throughout the Midwest, including Kearney, Grand Island, and McCook. Whether you're a paint contractor, homeowner, property manager, or designer, turn to the pros at Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, and now a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey. Visit DiamondVogel.com or like us on Facebook. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report here at the Edge in Bensonville, Illinois. Tri-City Storm and Chicago Steel scoreless after one period. Both teams with some chances. Storm hit one post in that period. Credit to Garrett Gomez, but couldn't get one past Cale Morris, the Chicago netminder, and we are scoreless after 20 minutes. Joining me here on the Stadler Implement period recap, we have USHL. Really veteran here. USHL in his second season now. Everett Fitzhugh with the USHL joining us. And I know we were talking before the game, Everett. You get to see a lot of games here in Chicago. And really, you know, seen 20 minutes here from this one. What have you seen so far between these two teams?
Well, I can tell you that both of these teams picked up a little bit of speed over the last couple of months. I remember this is, you know, a little different from what we saw back at the Fall Classic. But, I mean, both of these teams back and forth very, very fast. You mentioned Tri-City hit a couple of posts. And, you know, you guys look pretty good, you know, for just having hired a new coach this past week. So I was kind of wondering, you know, how they would respond. But they look pretty good so far.
Now, I have to do the research on this myself. You mentioned the new hiring there, Jim Holton taking over for the Storm. He's got some NHL experience.
Yeah.
How many are there? Any other coaches around the league with some NHL experience? I'm sure some other guys have maybe been on the bench.
Oh yeah,
it's got to be a bit of a unique thing here for the league.
Oh yeah, there are quite a few. The one that really comes to mind is Matt Shaw in Dubuque. He was an assistant with the Devils for a number of years, and I know that a couple of other coaches have had professional coaching experience. Jay Verity in Sioux City, he coached over in France for a number of years, and a few guys have had a lot of college coaching experience. But I think Shaw. And then Holton are the big two that have really coached in the league. And obviously before he left, Jim Montgomery had some coaching experience as well. So
it's kind of interesting from that kind of perspective. You look at the coaches who are first-year coaches.
Oh, yeah.
They're all having a lot of success right now.
And, you know, I was just thinking about that back in the first period. And you look at a lot of these teams with first-year coaches. Not only do they have first-year coaches, but they had a lot of turnover. Look at a team like Dubuque comes in handy. They won the Clark Cup last year. They turn over most of their defense, a lot of their offense. They bring in Matt Shaw. They were the team's last unbeaten team. The league's last unbeaten team, I should say. So, you know, a lot of these first-year coaches are having some pretty good success. Look at Omaha. Brian Kaufman's done a pretty good job with the Lancers as well. Jimmy McGroarty kind of stumbled a little bit out of the gate with the Lincoln Stars, but they seem to kind of be getting on the right track over the last couple of weeks as well. So the first-year coaches, head coaches in the USHL are having some pretty good success.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really a testament to those guys who have had that success.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in, you, like you said, you take over a program, you got a lot of new players. And we just saw Dubuque last week here. The Storm did a really exciting 6-4 win that Dubuque, back-and-forth kind of game. But you're right, that was a team that, you know, everyone talked about their scoring, but they had such a great rock-solid defense there in front of Arthur Bryan.
Yep.
And they ended up going all the way. You need that defense, and they almost had lost all of it. So definitely a pretty good start for Dubuque, a team that's, since they've come to the league, pretty much dominated here. 2 out of 3 championships in since they moved back in.
And they seem to kind of be on that same track again. And just talking to Matt Shaw over the last couple of weeks, I was actually in Muskegon a few weeks ago when Dubuque was there. He really runs a pro-style atmosphere there. I thought I was stepping into the locker room of the Devils. I mean, he treats those guys like they're pro players, and he's doing a really good job. He and his assistants down there, Oliver David, as well as the other other assistants they have down there, Mike Field, and they're just doing a really good job with that team, and it wouldn't surprise me to see them go far in the playoffs again this year.
And you know what? Actually, it's interesting that you mentioned that pro style to run a team, because it's something that I've noticed. Jim Holton, you know, having that professional experience, just been a few days.
Yeah.
But since he's taken over, you get the sense that he's been there. He's been in the show.
Yeah.
He knows what he needs to do and how to treat these players like they're professionals. Not any knock on Josh Howji, because Josh had a different style. But Jim, a very serious, takes things professionally, family first. You know, if you're on the road, you see your family, you can stay with your family on the road. Like, different kinds of things that Jim's doing to just make the locker room a little bit more professional. And I think it's obviously appreciated when you got players here. They're young players, but that, you know, they show that respect, and they feel like they can play for that new coach.
Yeah, the respect is there, and especially at this age. You look at a lot of these guys. Yeah, most of the USHL has a college commit, but these guys want to get to the NHL. When they play for a Jim Holton, when they play for a Jim Montgomery, when they play for a Matt Shaw, they've been to the show. They've been to the NHL before. So you kind of almost have that respect going in. Now, obviously, respect is never given. You have to earn it. But you look at some of these coaches, they may have an upper hand in the respect department going in simply because they have been there. They know what it takes to win at the highest level. These kids, these players want to get to the NHL one day, and now you've got the perfect example of guys who have been there before. They can bring that same intensity, same experience into the locker room. You know, we go over to Chicago Blackhawks practices all the time and talk to some of the NHL guys who come through here. The number one thing that they say is, you know, the USHL was the first time that I really experienced pro hockey. Pro-style atmosphere, pro-style schedule, everything like that. So to have the coaching staff to go along with that game schedule, with the equipment, with the style of play, all of those things that encompass USHL hockey, to have that coaching go along with it really helps these guys further along in their development.
Absolutely, and you see more and more guys getting to that next level in the USHL. Really, just the USHL doing a great job in the league, but then when the guys move on, you see so many success stories with guys who have had a great experience. They've been able to take it to the next level, and the coaching staff, exactly, they see what the players need to do. They've been there. They know what the players need to do to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And then you've seen those guys, and you've seen a lot of success stories all over this year in the NHL with different USHL guys having an impact.
And, you know, it's funny you should mention that. We had 32 players, USHL high, drafted in the NHL draft this past season. Going into the year this year, we had roughly between 75, 80 or so players into the NHL on opening day rosters. And my boss, Brian Werger, and I were talking. We put the release out. About a month later, that number increased by about 5 because of all the call-ups and everything that happened. You look at a guy like Jason Megna from Cedar Rapids came up. A couple of guys, JT Brown, played for Waterloo. He just played his first game for the Lightning a couple of weeks ago. So these guys keep coming up. They keep getting pulled up to the NHL. And it's just, again, a testament to the talent level. You and I talked about it back at the Fall Classic. The number of these players that are going from the USHL to college and then 2, 3, 4 years out of the league, they're already playing in the NHL, and they're contributing. I mean, you look at a guy, look at San Jose, prime example, Tommy Wingles, Joe Pavelski. These aren't just 4 third liners, 6, 7 minute a game guys. These are some of your top scorers. These are top 6 forward. These are top 4 defensemen who are picking up some really big minutes, having played in the USHL 2, 3, 4 years earlier.
Tell you what, the team that impresses me maybe the most with NHL guys, Sioux Falls.
Oh, yeah.
They have a ton. Those banners hanging up there. Every time I go, it seems like there's 3 more of them hanging up. And so, you know, you go, and it's not just, like you said, Thomas Vanek.
Yeah.
I mean, these are big-name guys. And so it's great to go to all these arenas and see all those banners and look on the wall. Hey, you got John Moore here.
Yep.
Played in Columbus. Now he's in New York. And he played for the Chicago Steel. So it just seems like a great situation for so many guys. And, you know, you bring up that interview we did in the Fall Classic, Everett. We ask you for your predictions. I don't think I want to
remind
people.
How did I know?
About what you predicted here. But you know what? Now that we see a little bit into the season, about 15, 20 games in for some of these teams, really give me an assessment here of who you like.
I would like to say, though, before I get into that, I was bang on about a couple of them. There are a few teams that I was a little off about. But I think one of the biggest surprises for me has been a Team USA. Now, we all knew that the 18s were going to be good. but they are really good this year. I think they're a very, very strong team. Sioux City seemingly picking up where they left off. I think they just rattled off a 7-8-9 game winning streak after having won 20 of their last 24 or something like that last season. Obviously, Omaha with a great start Cole Bruns had. And then, you know, you look at the USHL stats, five of the top seven point leaders are Omaha Lancers. So I think Omaha is a pretty big surprise. Chicago Steel started off the year pretty slow, but they've won five of their last eight, so they're kind of right back in it. So, you know, we're a quarter of the way through the first half of the season. And I really think that, you know, it's kind of par for the course. You look at Dubuque, you know, they're kind of right where everyone expected them to be. Sioux City, I think, is defying a few expectations. I had them pegged from the beginning as a team to watch, but a few people were kind of like, we'll see. I think Sioux City's the real deal. You always have to watch out for Sioux Falls, but I think for me, one of the biggest surprises is Fargo. You know, they lost a lot this year, and they just can't seem to get it going. But again, the Steel, they started off kind of slow. Now they're picking things back up. I look at the Youngstown Phantoms last year. They had a pretty slow start at the beginning of the season, and they almost made it to the Clark Cup final last year. So it's never too late for a team to go on a hot streak. In the USHL, I think more so than the NHL, more so than any other league, a team can get hot and be right back in the thick of things, you know, in a matter of weeks.
That's what the Storm are looking to do here, bringing the new coach to get a little farther behind, but plenty of time to catch back up. I think for me, the two teams that have impressed me the most in the East, it's been Cedar Rapids.
Oh,
they are so quick.
Another one I forgot to mention.
They're really good. And in the West, I think Omaha is more just a surprising. I don't think that they're, you know, I knew they would be decent, but I think that especially with their defense and how many shutouts they've had, both goaltenders have been very good. So it's been a great start here in the USHL, and I'm sure it'll be a great rest of the season. Everett Fitzhugh joining us here from the league office. Thanks for coming on and give us a little insight here in the league office.
As always, glad to be on, and just want to let you guys know we got a few things in the works from a media relations standpoint. So coming up here, hopefully over the next few months, I'm going to be pumping out some more content. It's pretty interesting team-specific content. So that's all I'm going to say on that. But, we
look forward to it.
A lot of good stuff coming. So,
all right, Everett Fitzhugh here of the USHL joining us in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Take a quick break. Come back with the second period of play here in Bensenville, Illinois. Tri-City Storm and Chicago Steel scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
What I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Throw the turkey in the oven, grab your running shoes, and gather the family for the 11th annual Kearney Family YMCA's Turkey Trot and Gobble Wobble, sponsored by the Tri-City Storm. Whether you run as a competitive athlete or just for fun with your family, join us for the kids' one-mile fun run or the 2 or 5 mile races. Each paid registration receives a free ticket to the Tri-City Storm vs. Omaha Lancers game on Friday the 29th. For more information, call the YMCA at 308-237-9622 or visit our website at kearneymca.org.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Jared Schaffrin back with you on the breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Ready to start the second period. Thanks to Everett Fitzhugh for joining us here in the intermission show, presented by Central Hydraulic. We are back and ready for the second period. Want to do a quick check on the out-of-town scoreboard here before we start the second. Presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. Quick recap here in the USHL. Sioux City leading Green Bay 2-1. Lincoln leading Youngstown 2-0. Waterloo's on top of Team USA 3-2. Muskegon on top of Cedar Rapids 1-0. Sioux Falls ahead of Indiana 3-2. Fargo ahead of Omaha 2-1. And Dubuque ahead of Des Moines, 1-0. It's your recap of the USHL out-of-town scoreboard. Want to give a shout-out to some listeners here from Kearney, Nicole and Kirk Langrad, from Glenda, David, and Josiah Schmidt. Thanks for tuning into the broadcast and actually got a chance to meet the first broadcaster in Storm history at the game here tonight. And great to meet one of the first voices here of this team back in 2000 for the Tri-City Storm. And the Storm in their 14th year here of hockey in the Heartland. We're now in Chicago, ready for the second period. The teams have switched sides. Storm will go from right to left on your radio dial. Chicago will go from left to right here in the second period, ready to get it underway. Faceoff is won by the Steel. They have possession. Then they lost it here to Wilkie and the Storm. And Wilkie brings it in, takes a quick shot. It was offside. Play was whistled there as an offside on Tri-City. Shots on goal in the first period. Tri-City with 9. Chicago with 6.
Chicago 0-1 on their only power play opportunity after a Drew Mayer holding penalty in the first. We're scoreless here. Johansson saved all six shots that came his way for Tri-City. Kale Morris, 9-for-9 for Chicago. Storm in the faceoff back underway here in the second period. They dump it deep into the Chicago end. Olsen on the near side. Olsen moved it down low for Berger. Chase Berger trying to pop it out front. Up top, Glukowski keeps it in. Glukowski on the far side now. Olsen now down low to Wilkie. Chris Wilkie tied up there. Berger gets it down low to Ross Olsen. Olsen behind the net. Gets held up by McDonald. Olsen, a strong 6'5", and loses that battle down low. Give some credit to Chicago there as they dump the puck in and near side. Polino with a chance on the near side. Just played it back down low, and Wilkie will go chase for Tri-City. Finds Berger, who chips it forward in a neutral ice. And now Olsen past the red line, in onside. Olsen going to go wide to the net. Power move, save made, rebound loose. And Martin fires a shot wide. Now on the far side, Cecere keeps it in with a backhand. Glove down there by Poganski, taken away by Chicago. And here come the steal. Cecere trying to get back on defense. And L'Esperance gets the turnover. Moving it back to Martin on the near side corner. Good chance there for the Storm. Nice power move by Olsen. Something else that the new coach, Jim Holton, is stressing for the Storm. Get to the net. Get shots on net. That power move by Olsen, a good example. Shot there from Robbie Jackson for Chicago. Sticked aside by Johansson. Jackson gets taken down by L'Esperance on the far side. And now the Storm rushing with it. It's all the way into the steel end, and it's icing. Icing waved off. Nice race to the puck there by Gomez. And icing negated. Now Poganski on the near side. And on the, gets taken back by L'Esperance. Tri-City is offside as they re-enter the zone. 18-10 remaining here in the second period. Presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Tri-City Storm scoreless with the Chicago Steel here at the Edge. Edge Ice Arena in Bensonville, Illinois. Tri-City Storm and Chicago scoreless here. Just underway in the second. Pucks won by Chicago off the faceoff, and now it's all the way down the ice. Icing is whistled as Cecere wins that race to the puck. 18:01 remaining here in the Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Second period. Jared Shaffrin with you on the broadcast for the Storm of the Steel. First of three meetings this season. Storm will be back here in middle of February. They have a long road trip, Indiana and then Chicago. It's long, but it's not as long as the one the Storm are on. This is their longest trip of the season, all the way out to Ann Arbor tonight after the game to face the U-17 team, Team USA. Tomorrow, it's a 7 o'clock start Eastern time, but a 6 p.m. Central start in Kearney. So make sure, fans, if you see that 7 o'clock time, it's a 6 o'clock start Central time in Kearney. And that will be on the air 20 minutes before for a 7:05 puck drop. We'll be on... 7:05 puck drop will be on 5:45 Central time. There's a chance in front there, knocked away by Dello, and now moved behind the net for Kevin Kerr. Kevin Kerr for the Storm moving forward here in the scoreless game, beginning of the second period. Alderworth chips it in there. Donald on the far side got it back out for Chicago. Storm, plenty of members back as the Steel rush into the Storm end. Throw one behind the net. And now it's behind the net, moved over to the far side for Thomas Alderworth. Alderworth moving forward for Mayer. Mayer chips forward for McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy now back to Mayer, takes the shot. And he missed the net wide. Now the rebound, long rebound. Here come the Steel with a two-on-one. A chance for Tischke to the center. And a penalty upcoming on the Storm, but they did negate an opportunity. Now a shot is saved by Johansson, and McMurphy touches up. Looks like a hooking penalty upcoming. It's going to be Drew Mayer. Back to the box for the second time tonight. Mayer negates the 2-on-1 with that penalty. So if you're the Storm, you can't be too upset with Mayer. 2 minutes for hooking. I'm Drew Mayer. And the Storm will be shorthanded on the GNC penalty kill for the second time tonight. Steel have both power plays in this one. Face off in the Storm end to start the Steel power play. Won by Chicago. Kept in by LeBlanc with a shot that's deflected wide. Hit Berger and went wide of the net. Now down low, an opportunity for Schilling. And a chance in front went wide. Shot that time. There came from Danny Fetzer. Now down low again for Chicago. Up top on the left point shot. And a pass down low, over to Ernsting. And now over to the near side for Yao. Yao fakes on a shot. Back up top for LeBlanc with a shot. Save Johansson.
Johansson saw that one through. Couple players pushing and shoving in front of Jacob Johansson. 16:08 remaining here in the second period of play. Tri-City Storm scoreless with the Chicago Steel here in this one. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Nearing the halfway point of this game here. Still no goals for either side. Johansson made a good save there on that power play opportunity. 1:30 remaining in the GNC penalty kill for the Storm. Faceoff in the Storm end, won by Chicago. Shot was blocked there from Yao. McMurphy blocked it and got it out of the zone. Yao gets it back to LeBlanc. Now Yao. Yao moving forward. Danny Fetzer at the blue line. Rolled one in on Johansson, and he just makes the stop and covers up. Get another stoppage here at a whistle with a minute 11 remaining in a Drew Mayer hooking penalty. The GNC penalty kill here for the Storm. For the next minute and 11 seconds, scoreless game, 15:49 remaining here in the second period. Robbie Payne will take the faceoff for the Steel. Former Storm player, played for the Kalamazoo Wings last season. Faceoff won by the Storm, and Cutler Martin sends one all the way down the ice. On the far side, Poganski wins the race. Poganski behind the net. Poganski on the near side now, puts it back in deep. Nice job, Austin Poganski, killing some time. Looking to find Berger. Keep this thing going. Three Steel players finally chip it away from Poganski. Nice job by the Storm forward. At a St. Cloud Cathedral last season. Now moving forward to the Steel. They chip it in the near side corner. Robbie Payne over there to get it. Payne up on the far side. Taken away by Poganski. Left for Glukowski, and he clears all the way down. 30 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Chicago with the last rush here on the near side. Artemov. Artemov had it knocked down by Schultz, and Schultz flips it in deep. Lebowski took a spill there, but he gets right back up. 15 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill now. As it's moved forward, here comes the steal, an opportunity, and a shot and a save by Johansson, and he hangs on. CJ Smith, the UMass Lowell commit, with a big opportunity. Entering the zone with just 7 seconds remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Had a big opportunity trying to go blocker side on Johansson, and he gobbled up the shot. And the play stops with 14:45 remaining in the second. Big save for Johansson and the Storm. Still scoreless. A couple seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. And now it's Berg who gets knocked out of the faceoff circle. Coming in to take it, Patrick Polino. Faceoff won by the Storm, and Glukowski trying to get it out. Kept in by Chicago here, and now it squirts out of the zone. We're back at even strength. Wilkie's on the ice now, replacing Mayer, who got out of the box. A quick shot saved by Johansson. Shot came from Patrick Polino. Another good opportunity for Chicago. Johansson makes the save. Stops play. 14:28 remaining here in Chicago. Second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Faceoff now to the left of Johansson. It's won by the Steel, but now taken away by Christian Horn down low. Moved up the far side wall. Aldworth trying to chip it out. He couldn't. It's moved down low. Chance in front. Try to find Polino there in front for the Steel, and he couldn't connect on the pass. Puck rolls all the way back down behind the Steel net. Storm. Couple four checkers here, Wilkie and Horn. And now Berg moving it forward, right in on Johansson, and he just covers up. 13:59 remaining now in the second period. Tri-City and Chicago are scoreless on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Here to not too much action in this game. Teams have had some chances, but we're still scoreless. Faceoff will be to the left of Johansson. Now in the Storm end. Quick win towards the net. It was pushed by Ernsting. Went into the corner. Glukowski taking off the puck. Left it for McMurphy, though. And now Cutler Martin got it all the way down the ice. Looks like an icing here on Tri-City. Another stoppage here. 13:46 remaining in the second period. Storm cannot make a change here. First game for new head coach for the Storm, Jim Holton. Jim looking to try to get a win here in his first game, having some fun on the bench with his team. A couple chuckles there with L'Esperance. As the faceoff's won by the Steel, still in the Storm end. Schilling got it up top for Bjorkung with a shot. Save Johansson into the corner. It goes, and now it's moved around the far side wall. Chicago still with it. It's Bjorkung again. Down low it goes to Ernsting, tied up by McMurphy. McMurphy takes the puck, found it to Eastman. Out of the zone it goes, and a chance here for Mayer, and it's going to be a Chicago penalty. Mayer was interfered with trying to play the puck. And the Storm going the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Faceoff won by the Storm here, starting their first Century 21 power play of the night. Playing on the far side wall. Gomez here on the far side wall. L'Esperance now. Laid it to Glukowski on the near side. Glukowski with a shot that went well wide. Rebound comes to L'Esperance with a shot. Hit the goaltender in the mask. It went out of play. Kale Morris takes a run right off the top of the head. And out of play it goes. Morris seems to be okay on the play. Nice look for Joel L'Esperance there. 1:42 remaining here in the Century 21 power play. 13:02 left in the second period of playing. Presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Face off won by the Steel now in their own end, and they cannot clear. Nice job by Martin keeping it in. Now Glukowski loses the puck, and Ernsting's got a break. Ernsting in on Johansson. Kicked it forward. Johansson poke checked it away, and we get a stoppage, and it will be a penalty shot. Glukowski obstructed Ernsting on the way in. And a penalty shot is awarded here to the Steel. Glukowski upset with the call. Ernsting with a chance here on a penalty shot. Storm still on the power play. Man in the box is Nate Kwasinski, who took the interference call. Ernsting's going to get the penalty shot here. Officials were all over it, called it right away. Minute 30 left in the Storm power play. Ernsting with a shorthanded penalty shot. Johansson is ready in his net. Here comes Ernsting. Ernsting moving in on Johansson. Makes a move. Save Johansson. Closes the five hole and stops Ernsting. Keeps it scoreless here in Chicago. Big save for Jacob Johansson. Minute 30 now remaining. Here come the Storm back on the power play. Kind of a unique situation there where shorthanded penalty shot for Chicago. Johansson gobbled it up, stopped the puck there, trying to go five home. We'll restart play here. The Storm with the faceoff, and Cecere's got it. Back to the Century 21 power play. Cecere on the far side. Allworth had it roll off his stick, lost it, but now it's back to Christian Horn. Horn now flips one back to Cecere. Storm with a minute 13 remaining on their power play. Cecere around the far side. Moves it forward. Intercepted, though. And back into the Storm end it goes. Kevin Kerr's got to pick it up. Kerr beats one man. Now moving up the ice. Kevin Kerr lost an edge. Got it to Lebowski. Lebowski on the near side. Shot. Save made. Rebound into the netting and out of play. Just a quick little shot there by Lebowski trying to generate something here on the power play. 55 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play for the Storm. Penalty was on Nate Kwasinski for the interference. First penalty, the steal of the night. Face-off now. Here in the steal end is won by the Steel, and out of the zone it goes, and here comes another rush. Fitzer to the net. Chance to save Johansson. What a save by Jacob Johansson this time. He robs Victor Bjorkung on the 2-on-1, really almost 2-on-0 there. Storm giving up chances here, shorthanded chances, as the Steel back in again. Another shot for Bjorkung. Save Johansson. Jacob Johansson. Right now, Storm are allowing chances here on their power play. Johansson keeping it scoreless. There's been three grade-A chances for the Steel on this Storm power play. And we'll see Jim Holton make this a teaching moment here. His team is scoreless right now with the Steel. Neither team has scored, but Storm power play looking like it needs some work here as they win the faceoff through the Storm, and another turnover behind the net. And now it's back to the stick of Dello.
here with just 15 seconds left in the man advantage. Mayer on the near side. Moved in by Eastman onside, but he lost the puck into the near side corner. Kept in by Dello. Dello backhanded one down the wall. Down low to Yao. Final seconds here of the Century 21 power play. It's cleared all the way to the Storm end. And Johansson sticks it down. We're back at even strength. 11:15 remaining in the second period. Storm turned it over to Robbie Jackson here on the near side. A chance for Schilling went wide. Rebound on the far side for Yao. Yao down low for Robbie Jackson. Jackson getting down low. Chance in front. Good opportunity there for Ernsting, and he couldn't get a shot off. Now far side again, Chicago with a chance. Deflected wide. Chicago player went down in front of the Storm net. No call coming. And now here's Eastman. Settles it down and dumps it in deep. Drew Mayer goes and chases. Puck went in on Morris. Morris had to cover up. Mayer was lurking there. Officials skate right over. Separate the two teams. 10:44 remaining here in the second period. Tri-City and Chicago are scoreless. About halfway through this game. Neither team has gotten on the scoreboard as of yet. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the store 308-236-5455. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Scoreless game, 10:44 remaining in the second period here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And just been a... Just not a lot of action. There's been some action here. The biggest play here in the second. While the Storm were on a power play, John Ernsting awarded a penalty shot, and Johansson comes up with the save to keep things scoreless. Penalty shot came at 7:11 of the period. And right now, scoreless game here. Storm just had their first power play opportunity. They're now 0-for-1 on the Century 21 power play. 10:44 remaining here in the second. We will get ready to resume play with a face-off here in the Chicago end. Face-off's won by the Steel and Brandon Kearney. Now it's moved by Bjorken to the center of the zone. Out of the zone it goes. Back to the Storm, though, and here's L'Esperance. L'Esperance finds Poganski. Chip one in front. Sticked away by Morris. Now L'Esperance has got a delayed penalty upcoming in Chicago. Johansson's off for the Storm. And now it's touched up by the Steel. And we'll have another Century 21 power play opportunity here for Tri-City. Man in the box is Victor Bjorkung. Storm won that faceoff and we're moving the puck well. And it's a hooking call on Bjorkung. Storm with their second power play opportunity, the first power play opportunity, so more chances for Chicago than Tri-City. So the Storm are going to try to get that power play straightened out. Another chance here right now. Faceoff coming to the left of Morris. Faceoff is won by Chicago, and it's moved around the far side. Cecier cannot keep it in. Here comes an opportunity. Fetzer moving in on net. Shot is never really came. Kevin Kerr knocked him down, and the Storm touch up, and that's it for the penalty for the power play for the Storm. Only got 15 seconds of it. Now we'll see a holding call on Kevin Kerr. Kerr and Fetzer had to exchange sticks there. They had each other's stick. And Kevin Kerr will head to the box. Another shorthanded opportunity for the Steel. And that one just came to Sear on the left point, trying to keep the puck in. It bounced past him, and Fetzer was gone. Kevin Kerr, the only man back, steered him to the side of the net. They call holding on Kerr. And we'll have 4-on-4 for the next minute 45 here in a scoreless game halfway through. Halfway through tonight's action, Glukowski off the faceoff win for the Storm. Turned it over behind the net. Chance in front, stolen by Wilkie. And now Chris Wilkie moves the other way. Wilkie is in onside on the near side. Wilkie to the net. Threw one in front. Opportunity for Berger there with a big opportunity there. An open net there. Morris was out of position, but Berger couldn't get a stick on it. Now moving the other way is Chicago, and they're in offside. Robbie Jackson couldn't hold the line. Jackson, one of the youngest players in the USHL, born on August 22nd, 1997. Small guy, too, 5'9", 170. We're 4-on-4 for another minute, 17 seconds, 9:42 remaining in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Face off just outside of the storm end here in a 4-on-4 situation. Won by the steal. McDonald wrapped it in deep. Cutler-Martin back to get it after Johansson slowed it down. Got it to Dello on the far side. Moved it forward for Lesperance. Got it out of the zone, but then lost the puck. Back on the stick of Polino. Polino with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Now on the far side, McDonald. McDonald banks it off the far side wall. Down low it goes for Polino. Went off the back of the net. Trying to throw it in front. Martin shoved his man down. We get a stoppage. Martin shoved Polino down. I think they just said the puck was stuck on the back of the net and blew the play dead. Another 52 seconds left in a 4-on-4 situation. 9:17 remaining here in the second period of play. Presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. We got a scoreless game in Chicago. Storm with this face-off forward, and Poganski chips it deep. He'll go skate, trying to pick up that puck. Nice job defensively, though, by Alec Venko. Chance in front now. Here's Glukowski with a shot. Just missed the net wide. On the far side, it's picked up by Polino. Lesperance trying to take the puck back. It's taken by Chicago, and now it's Schilling, to the center. Lost the puck to Lesperance. Nice pass over to McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy with speed, but he doesn't have any numbers. Here into the zone, lost the puck to Schilling, and Schilling the other way. Here comes Polino. Polino, one-on-one with Martin, takes a shot. Martin blocks it. Puck's rolling at the top of the zone, kept in by the steal. Johansson back to go get it behind the net. Johansson, nice little move there to get by a attacking forechecker. Got it to Martin, and now Lesperance. Lesperance is in on sign. Lesperance makes one move, trying to get by Yao. Now he just dumps the puck in and goes off on a line change. McMurphy tried to get in deep on the forecheck and take it away, but he couldn't. Now McMurphy goes off for a line change. Mayer hops on the ice. And here comes Chicago. It's Berg. Berg to the center, and a save made by Johansson on Jackson. Now up top, Chicago keeping it in. And a nice job by Kevin Kerr coming out of the box there as an abbreviated power play for Chicago ends. Kerr breaks up that play. Now down low in the Storm end. It's played by Dello. Dello moved it forward, and Eastman got it out. Nice slow roller back into the Chicago end. Bjorkum racing to neutralize to get it to Jackson. Jackson flipped it over to Artemov. In onside with a shot that went over the net. Johansson let it go over the net there instead of trying to get out and save it. Mayer rolls it back into the Chicago end. Race for it is won by the steal. Eastman duffing up his man Nate Kwasecki. Two players pushing and shoving after the whistle. Eastman was trying to race for that icing against Nate Kwasecki. And Eastman's got to be escorted back to the, well, towards the bench, but icing on Tri-City, so Eastman can't make the change. 7:31 remaining in the second. Still scoreless here in Chicago. Storm and the steal. No one scored yet. Face-off won by the steal. Bjorkum with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Good shot for Victor Bjorkum. Johansson makes the save and stops play. Good opportunity there for Chicago. Here in the second, both teams battling hard. Both teams have had some chances, but neither team has beaten two goaltenders, Johansson and as well as Cale Morris. Face-off won by Chicago, but put right out of play by Bjorkum. We get the stoppage with 7:20 remaining in the Papa John's Pizza of Kearney's second period of play here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Tri-City here with Chicago. First of three meetings between these two teams this season. Face-off is won by the Storm, and Olsen put it deep in on the Chicago end. Icing waved off as it's touched by the stick of Morris. Moved by Artemov forward. Artemov got it back to neutral ice where Sasir finds Wilkie. Wilkie in onside, down the right side with a shot that went wide. Rebound out to neutral ice, taken by Chicago, but then back by Kevin Kerr. Bouncing puck, played once again by the steal. Now on the near side here, it's Peter Tischke. Moved forward to Artemov. Back into the Storm end, in deep on the far side, Sasir. Couldn't win that battle. Here's a chance in front for CJ Smith. Was blocked. Now another opportunity. Backhanded shot, save, Johansson, he hangs on. Chase Berger fell down on that play, gets right back up. 6 minutes and 40 seconds remaining here. Second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Scoreless game in Chicago.
Tri-City in the steal. Faceoff will be to the right of Johansson now. Patrick Foligno will take the draw against Horn, and Horn wins it for the Storm. Glukowski fanned on a pass twice. And now it's still in deep. Steele keeping it on the in deep on the far side. Player got tripped up there. Cutler Martin had a chance to clear, but Robbie Payne kept it alive. Now on the far side here, Danny Fetzer left it there for Polino. He gets taken down. Penalty upcoming. Cutler Martin ends up without a stick. And he may be ahead of the box. See who they take for the Storm. It's going to be a power play for Chicago. Slashing is the call, and Cutler Martin heads to the sin bin to sit for two. 6:19 remaining here in the second period, and we have another GNC penalty kill. For all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney and just north of Walmart in Hastings, head to GNC today. Third power play chance for the Steel. They're 0 for 2. Storm in the opening faceoff on that power play and getting out of the zone. Back into the Steel end. Polino starts forward now. Leaves it back for Vanko. Now moving in Robbie Payne. Down low it goes. Jackson behind the net. Dello lost the stick for Tri-City. Playing without a stick now. We'll see if a forward can get one to Tori Dello. Here's a shot. Went off the crossbar and into the netting. Vanko takes that shot. It rings off the bar and out of play. Now both teams have hit some iron. 5:45 remaining here in the second period. 1:26 left in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Still scoreless in Chicago. Storm's four skaters, Gomez, L'Esperance, Kevin Kerr, and Nolan Glukowski. He's off one by Chicago, bouncing around behind the net. Robbie Payne couldn't get a hold of it. Out of the zone. Thrown by Glukowski all the way down. 1:15 remaining now. In the GNC penalty kill. L'Esperance riding his man into the boards there. Puck moving forward. Polino into Robbie Payne. Dumps it deep. Down the far side. CJ Smith to the near side. Up top, Vanko. Vanko on the right point. Now Jackson and CJ Smith. Jackson to the center. Had a man open. Polino, but lost it. Here's Gomez. He's got L'Esperance. L'Esperance is in onside. Trying to get it back to Gomez. He fanned on a pass. Now turnaround shot. Save made by Cale Morris. And now Polino starts forward. 5 minutes remaining in the second. 40 seconds remaining in the power play for Chicago. In onside. Smith down low. Stopped by Schultz. Taken by Cecere. All the way down it goes. In on Cale Morris. Morris stops the puck. Continues play. Leaves it for Yao. 25 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. 4:40 remaining in the second in a scoreless game here on the Breeze. Puck moved into the Storm end. LeBlanc to the center. And Johansson smothers that one as it went into the crease. 4:34 remaining here in the middle frame in Chicago. Still scoreless at the edge in Bensonville, Illinois. Tri-City and Steel. Yet neither team yet to put up a goal. 14 seconds left in the GNC penalty kill. Penalty to Martin for slashing. And it'll be Ernsting who takes the faceoff for Chicago. He wins it. Up top, Yao takes the shot. And it missed wide. Big opportunity there for Yao. Final seconds of the power play. Dello tried to clear it. He fanned on a clear. Now a chance in front. The Storm able to get it out. Dangerous play there. It looked like Chicago player was taken down. Storm lucky no call was coming there. As now McMurphy's on the near side. McMurphy lost the puck. He went down. No call. 4 minutes left in the second. Still scoreless. We're back to even strength. Puck's in neutral ice, and now Ernsting moves it in onside. Makes a nice move to get by Eastman. Takes a shot that was blocked by Kevin Kerr. Kerr smarting after that block. Stayed on his feet, though, and continues to skate. Now a shot was fanned on by Bjorkum. Good-looking opportunity there. Dello with a nice hit on his man back behind the Storm net. 3:45 left in the second period as McMurphy moves the puck forward for Tri-City. McMurphy banks it off the near side. And it's moved back toward the Storm end, taken by Mayer. And we get a stoppage. We may have a penalty upcoming here to Chicago. Mayer obstructed as he tried to move the puck. Bjorkum touches it. And they may be calling a too many men here on Chicago. Seal protesting this one. Officials going to explain the call here. 3:33 remaining in the second period. Storm and Steel are scoreless. And we're still waiting for the explanation here.
Yeah.
Storm looked like they're headed to the power play. Discussion here on the Steel bench, trying to identify the penalty. They want to send Bjorklund to the box. Now Bjorklund getting the explanation here. And we do see a man into the box. It will be a too many men penalty. Brady Jones will serve the penalty for 2 minutes. Too many men on the Steel. Bench minor for too many men. Here come the Storm on the power play. Shot off the draw from Cutler Martin. Went wide. Now on the far side, Berger left it for Olsen. Up top and out of the zone. Lukowski lost the puck, and it was cleared all the way down by LeBlanc. Cutler Martin able to get it forward. Here's Chase Berger. Berger on the far side now. Storm on the power play here tonight for the third time. Martin trying to get it in. Couldn't get it in. And now Martin backhands one over to Lukowski. Lukowski just chips it in. Storm, with the new coaching change here, decided to go with two defensemen at the point. Made that decision. Puck bounces out for Martin. He shoots and a save made by Morris. Nice shot from Martin. Now it's Berger on the far side. Berger up top, Lukowski. Now Martin again. Olsen's the man in front on the power play. On the near side, Wilkie. Cross-size pass up for Glukowski. Down low, Berger. Tried a centering pass. It was blocked by Bjorklund, and he clears. Nice job by Victor Bjorklund. Clears it all the way down. We got 58 seconds remaining. Here in the bench minor for too many men on Chicago. Glukowski starts forward on the far side. Gomez. Gomez in onside, and he puts it in deep. Now McDonald. Take a hit from Boganski. Gomez had it back on his stick, trying to get a centering pass. Boganski takes it back. Up for Cecere. Keeps it on the right point. Down low for Gomez. To the center, trying to find Boganski. Knocked away by C.J. Smith. Smith read that play all the way. Puck rolls all the way down in the Storm end. And Johansson puts it back for Cecere. For 25 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Cecere on the near side. Leaves for Kevin Kerr. Kerr's in onside. Kerr to the center, deflection, chance in front for Boganski. Loose puck, Kevin Kerr trips over himself, and here come the Steel the other way. It's Tischke with the chance to the center, blocked away by Gomez, had a shot from Smith. Another shot came there, Johansson made the save. Now here's a loose puck as we're back to even strength. Gomez starts forward with Cecere. Cecere past the red line, in offside. Get a stoppage in play here with 1:28 remaining in the second. Still a scoreless game here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Tri-City, and Chicago scoreless. Late in the second period, presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Storm and the Steel, both teams scoreless on the power play. Chicago has had their chances, so have the Storm. Pucks all the way back down the Storm, and icing waved off. Dello moved it forward for Lebowski. Lebowski from the near side wall. Got it forward, but it was taken back, and now Schultz has it. In onside. In offside. Christian Horn looked like he was in onside there. Horn didn't like it. We get a stoppage with a minute 10 remaining now. In the second. Presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Storm 0-3 on the power play. While Chicago is 0-4.
Yep.
Storm get it in deep here off a face-off win. Final minute of the second. Robbie Payne with it in his own zone. Moving it forward. Taken back by Aldworth. Aldworth keeps it in. Aldworth had a chance to shoot but decided not to. Lost control of the puck. Got it down low though to Lebowski to keep the play going. Lebowski moved it to Schultz. Puck pounces into the Storm bench. Robbie Payne ends up having a couple words with a few of his former teammates there, Ross Olsen and Garrett Gomez. Not bad words. Robbie Payne still very friendly with a lot of the guys on this Tri-City team. Only got traded a couple weeks ago. 47 seconds left in the second. Still scoreless here in Chicago. Faceoff is going to the right of Cale Morris now in the Chicago end. Banked off the wall, up to the top of the zone.
cleared out by Chicago, bouncing puck towards the Storm end, and it's batted in there by Jackson. 37 seconds left in the period as Lukowski gets hit. Now Storm moving out of the zone. McMurphy had a pass that was deflected and stolen by Bjorken. Now it goes back to the Storm end. Icing whistled here on Chicago. 25.3 seconds remaining in the second period. Scotty McConnell, the head coach for Chicago, has taken offense to the last couple minutes of officiating. First, the too many men penalty where he was upset. Now the icing, which he feels the puck was deflected past the red line. And McConnell upset here, but just 25 seconds left in the period in a scoreless game. Faceoffs won by the steal. Pogansky trying to take it away down low, couldn't get to it. And now it's aired out to neutral ice, deflected by the glove of Cecere. Trying to pass it over to Pogansky here on the near side. Bouncing puck again, put in by Lesbrons into the zone. Pogansky keeps it in. Pogansky settles things down, takes a shot. Save made by Morris. Down low, Lesbrons thrown to the center for Gomez, and a save made by Morris. Final seconds here, and we are done with two periods. Neither team has put one on the board in either period. Storm and the Steel are scoreless after 40 minutes here in Bensenville, Illinois. We'll have 20 minutes to decide this one between the Steel and the Storm. Come back with a Century 21, excuse me, we'll come back with a Central Hydraulic intermission report in a few moments right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
All right, guys, it's sports season.
Yes, sir.
Time to rip open a case of Budweiser and cheer so loud you can hear yourself on TV. Because there's nothing better than watching our nation's greatest athletes with the nation's greatest athlete watchers. Like a hero that makes sure there's never a dent in the nachos. Because it's nacho cheese, gentlemen. It's everybody's cheese. So get the guys over and let's watch ball. Great time to wait. Grab some fun.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese. All on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe. The perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King. Where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from, or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens, and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Edge here in Bensenville, Illinois. Jared Sheffrin with you here on the Central Hydraulic intermission report after two periods. Both teams have yet to score a goal. We're through 40 minutes, but we're still 0-0 on the scoreboard. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. Stadler Implement period recap. Second period in a row, not too much action on the ice. Both teams held off the scoreboard by the respective goaltenders, Jacob Johansson and Kale Morris. Morris, both, and Johansson, different kind of backgrounds. Johansson, an older guy, 20-year-old in the league. He's been around, played a lot of hockey in his career, a very veteran, experienced goaltender. Kale Morris, on the other end, he's just playing in his fifth game this season, a new, younger guy for the Steel. He was a 1996 birth year, so a guy who's probably still in high school here for the Steel. But Morris, shutting down the Storm for the first two periods. We got this game is still scoreless. Chicago, 0-4 on the power play. Tri-City, 0-3. And the big chance for Chicago in that period was the John Ernsting penalty shot. Came at 7:11 of the second period. Had an opportunity. The Storm were actually on the power play, and Ernsting went the other way, took the penalty shot, and was unsuccessful. Johansson makes the save. Johansson has been very good on penalty shots this season when he's faced them. He's been good in the shootout, and he's gotten some experience here for the Storm with the penalty shots. But the Storm on the power play, not much life right now for the Tri-City power play. They're not getting pucks to the net like their new head coach Jim Holton said he wanted them to, and just a tough time Storm are having to gain the zone and get things going on the power play. So that's going to be a big emphasis, I think, for Holton. It's something that they can work on tangibly here over the next couple days, trying to diagram plays, trying to stick to the simple basics here, and try to get back to basics for the Storm. We talked about it before the game. Tri-City just trying to do the basic thing here, and it hasn't seen much success on the power play, but just trying to keep the structure similar. And right now, scoreless game, it's anybody's game going to the third period. Neither team has scored. Both teams have been good defensively. That period, a lot more physical. We saw three penalties called on either side, and then the penalty shot. In the first period, we just had the two-minute minor to Drew Mayer for a holding. And really, we're going to the third period. It's anybody's hockey game here in Chicago. The Steel and Storm both scoreless. And that's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Fans, we want to remind you about our Valentino's Tuesday Trivia Question of the Week. Every Tuesday, log on to our Tri-City Storm Facebook page for the Valentino's Trivia Question of the Week Tuesday afternoons. And we'll give you 24 hours to submit the answer to the question by just commenting on the question with the correct answer, and you can be entered to win a free buffet from Valentino's. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads, Valentino's has what you like. And look back on this Tri-City Storm Facebook page every Tuesday for that Valentino's trivia question of the week. We'll take a break here on The Breeze in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. When we'll come back in just a few moments here with the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. We'll also get you the Best Western Plus question, email inbox question of the night. Fans, if you haven't sent it in yet, get your Best Western Plus email inbox question in by emailing bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll answer the question right here next on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire service straight talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the edge here in Bensonville, Illinois. Tri-City Storm and the Chicago Steel scoreless after two periods of play here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in here in Chicago. The Storm on their longest road trip of the season mileage-wise. From Ann Arbor back to Kearney, 874 miles. It should take about 15 hours on the bus to get back to Kearney after Sunday's 2:30 p.m. Central Time game in Ann Arbor. Should be nice for a couple Storm players to head back to the Michigan area. Tri-City with 8 players from Michigan. Should be nice for some of these guys to see their families. They don't get to see family often during the season. And for a guy like Joel L'Esperance, you look at this lineup here, and Drew Mayer is a Michigan guy, Cutler Martin, Nolan Glukowski, a lot of different guys with Michigan ties, Steve Hayden, all guys who call Michigan home. And so it'll be nice to head to Ann Arbor. Hayden Levine and Cutler Martin committed to the University of Michigan, so they'll be pretty close to their campus there in Ann Arbor. And the Storm, we want to remind you of our next broadcast. We'll have a broadcast tomorrow night. The game time is at 7:05 Eastern Standard Time, so it'll be a 6:05 time Central broadcast. And then the same thing on Sunday, we got a game against the Team USA under 17 team. That game will be at 2:30 p.m. Central Time. All the games here on the Breeze 94.5. Game on Saturday is following Nebraska Huskers football. Huskers with the game at 2:30. And then the Storm on Saturday will have the game tomorrow night, right after 6:05 puck drop here on the Breeze 94.5. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. As we look at some scores here around the league, we've got Green Bay and Sioux City in overtime. Good-looking game there in Sioux City. Musketeers and Gamblers are tied 2-2 in overtime. Lincoln and Youngstown are also tied 2-2. That game is being played at the Icebox in Lincoln. Lincoln made some news this week. New ownership in Lincoln just bought the team, and they're actually from the Chicago area, the ownership group, taking over the Lincoln Stars and hopefully upgrading that Icebox facility, which is such a great facility in the USHL. 2-2, Lincoln and Youngstown, 13 minutes remaining in the third period in that one. Waterloo has a 6-5 lead on Team USA. That's the under-18 team. Under-17 team, which the Storm will see tomorrow, have the night off tonight. They're waiting to play the Storm on Saturday and Sunday. Waterloo leads Team USA 6-5 at Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa, with 13 minutes remaining in the third period. Muskegon and Cedar Rapids also tied 2-2. 13 minutes remaining in the third in that one. Cedar Rapids hosting that one at the Stable against Muskegon, tied 2-2. Omaha has come back to defeat the Fargo Force. Fargo had a 2-1 lead on Omaha, and now the Lancers have a 4-2 victory. They come from behind, win that game in Fargo. The Lancers win it 4-2. Sioux Falls has a 5-3 lead on Indiana with 2:35 remaining in the third period. Stampede with a 5-3 lead on the Indiana Ice up in Sioux Falls. And Dubuque with a 3-0 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers after two periods of play in Dubuque. The Fighting Saints continue to succeed here in the USHL. This is their fourth season in the league, and they have championships in two of their first three seasons. Really a nice job from Dubuque. We got to see that team last week, and just a great team there in Dubuque. That's your out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Let's take a look here at your Best Western Plus trivia question of the night. Not a trivia question, sorry, email inbox question of the night. The Best Western Plus email inbox question here. Tonight's question comes from Robbie Stern here in Chicago. The question for the Storm here tonight, he was wondering, for the Storm, they're playing this Team USA team here. What's the deal with Team USA, and how are they in the USHL? Well, the Team USA program, the National Development Program for the United States, they have two separate teams. One team is the 18 and under team. One team is the 17 and under team. And the Storm were playing the under 17 team here this weekend. The team in Ann Arbor, they play in the USHL. 30 games are played by the 18 and under team. 30 games played by the 17 and under team. They combine in the standings. And actually, the USA program having a very good year early on here in the standings. They've played a lot of games in the Eastern Conference, but they're 12-5-1 is Team USA. They've played 18 games, so a couple more than some of the teams below them, but they're in first place in the Eastern Conference with 25 points. And the USA 18 and under team led by Jack Eichel, a couple big time talents for the US 18 and under team. Really looking forward to seeing those guys move on to college and eventually the NHL, because a lot of talent is up in Ann Arbor. And the Storm are going to get to see the 17 and under team. Last season, the Storm played the 17 and under team once. And they got a win in that game back in Kearney. But new players and a whole new team this year for Team USA out in Ann Arbor. And that should be a good game both tomorrow on Saturday and on Sunday. And that's a little bit more about the Team USA program. You can go online, USHL.com, PointStreet.com. Check out the rosters and the stats for the USHL teams and see their college commits. Just the elite talent that the USHL provides here in the USA hockey. Get those USA kids to stay here in this country for their junior hockey. A great development program, and a lot of alums of that USA program in the NHL right now succeeding on their respective NHL teams, and a lot of those guys go right on to play college and then into the NHL. So we will take a break. Thanks for the question here, the Best Western Plus email inbox. We're doing that every single game here this season. Submit your questions to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. We'll answer them right here on the broadcast in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. A couple minutes remaining here in the intermission, and we'll be back on the air for the third period of play presented by...
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armor Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armor Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armor Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Okay. Scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
Back here in the third period, Bensenville, Illinois, Tri-City Storm, and Chicago Steel trying to fight for a winner here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll see who can get the first goal of this game. Late in the game, we got 20 minutes left, and neither team has put up a goal just yet. Both goaltenders have been good for their respective teams, but we're looking for a goal. 20 minutes left in this one. Teams have switched sides. They're back out on the ice. Jared Shaffrin with you here on the Breeze for the third period. And we'll see if we can get an updated shot total for you right now. Here for the third period. Shots on goal right now. In the second period, we say Chicago with 14, Tri-City with 15, Tri-City with 5. So it's 5 shots on net for the Storm in the second period. Chicago with 15 in the second. Chicago now out shooting the Storm 21-14 in this game. We're ready for the third period. They drop the puck. Storm with the faceoff going left to right on your radio dial for the third period. Chicago going from right to left as we look for a goal in this one. Storm get it in deep into the Chicago end. Ross Olsen deep on the forecheck, gets a loose puck, plays it up the far side wall. Wilkie to the center. Here's a chance for Berger. He shoots it over the net. Good look from Chase Berger 20 seconds into this Big O Tires third period of play here on the Breeze. A nice job by Ross Olsen. Keeps the puck in the zone. And now Chicago with it on the far side, trying to get it up to the top of the zone. They do get it out to neutral ice now. And now moving forward are the Steel, and a shot from Foligno deflected wide by Martin. And now into the near side corner, Martin shoving Foligno. Foligno loses the puck to Martin. He was hit by Berger. Now Martin on the far side gets it forward for Olsen. Olsen chips it in deep. Storm complete a line change here. Picked back up by the Steel. And on the near side, they move up the ice. Moving into the Storm end. Puck stopped by Johansson. Now in the near side corner it goes. Steel pick it up. Chance in the center is knocked away there by Kevin Kerr. And back on the stick of Victor Bjorkung here for the Steel. Now it's moved back forward by Jackson. Now in on side is Schilling with a shot. Johansson got a piece of it. Now it's in the netting. Stoppage in play. 18:40 remains here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play on the Breeze 94.5 FM. KLIQ. Scoreless game, Storm and Steel. Still looking for that first goal. Couple different chances for either team. Both teams have hit iron in this one. Gomez for the Storm off the left post. Steel hit the crossbar in the second period. Best chance to score has been a penalty shot that was awarded to John Ersting. Leading scorer of the Steel couldn't convert. Jacob Johansson shut him down. 18:40 remaining in this one. Scoreless game. Faceoff is won by the Storm, and Dello tried a pass that was deflected back onto his stick. And now he gets it back up to the far side wall. Lebosky and Christian Horn both let it roll to neutral ice. Neither picked up the puck. And now Ernsting's back in onside. On the near side, cross over to the far side. Loose puck for Tori Dello. Dello got it forward. And again, Horn and Lebosky both can't get to it. It's moved out of the zone by Jalen Schultz. And now it's Aldworth. Schilling picks up the puck. Schilling on the far side, in onside with Ernsting. Back to Schilling with a shot. Save Johansson. Big rebound. Chance in front. And save Johansson. And now a rebound for Lebosky. And now near side, it's Aldworth. Trying to find Horn there. Horn, puck was too far in front of him, but he gets there, wins the race to it. Got it back to Aldworth. Trying to play it in front for Horn, but it got batted around behind the net. And now it's Aldworth behind the net. Back to Ernsting. The far side for Jones. Jones to the center, was stopped by Horn. Back to Jones. And it's dumped in deep into the storm end. Johansson out of his net. 2.5 minutes into the third period. Johansson almost lost the puck behind the net. Skirted out in front of an empty net. Martin had to play it away there. Now Lebosky is in offside with Horn and Eastman. Stoppage in play. 17:22 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Tri-City and Chicago scoreless in the third. Both teams looking to break through here in this one. McMurphy will take the faceoff for Tri-City against Brian LeBlanc. There they switch and it'll be Brendan Kearney. As it's won by the Storm and Mayer flips it in deep. Now wrapped around the near side. Eastman trying to let it go for Cecere. Taken away. Here's C.J. Smith. Cross ice pass. In onside with a shot and a save made by Johansson with a blocker. Nice job there. And the rebound picked up by McMurphy. Ryan McMurphy banked it off Drew Mayer's skate. Goes deep into the steel end. Icing waved off. Puck went off the back of the net. Chance in front for Eastman. Couldn't get it on his stick. And now it's moved by C.J. Smith. Cross ice pass. Deflected off of Kerr. Here's a break and a shot. A score! The Steel have struck first. Artem Artemov makes it 1-0 Chicago. 16:50 remains in the Big O Tires third period. Storm got beat on that one. Artemov moved in alone on Johansson and he beat him over the left shoulder. First goal of the game for either side comes in the final period. 16:50 remaining in this one. Artem Artemov puts the shot over Johansson and scores the opening goal of the game, 1-0 Steel. Storm trailing in this one. Berger on for the faceoff here against Polino. And the Storm win it. Control play, but now they're down 1-0 here in the third. Steel trying to spoil the debut here of new Storm head coach Jim Holton. Down low in the Steel end, Polino wraps it around the far side out of the zone. Jalen Schultz over to Dello. Dello on the near side. Got it forward, and Olsen got a piece of it here. Artemov gets the goal. C.J. Smith with the assist. Wilkie with a shot that went wide there. And then the rebound comes out of the zone. Schultz down low, and the Storm man took a hit there from Robbie Payne. Lost the puck. And now Payne gets it back on his stick. Tried to toe drag around Schultz. Taken away by Wilkie. Wilkie got it forward, but Olsen couldn't get there. And now Vanko puts it back deep in the Storm end. Johansson out of his net, leaves it for Dello. Dello backhands it around the far side. It's Chase Berger. Berger flips one forward, rolls back into the Steel end, and it'll be Chicago puck. Here picked up by Alec Vanko. Steel with a 1-0 lead here now in the Big O Tires third period. Pogansky overskated a pass, but got back to it, got it in deep. Yao plays it on the far side now for Vanko. Move forward for Schilling. And now Jackson had a chance, lost the puck. Pogansky dumped his man, and now here comes Gomez. Back to Pogansky with a shot. Save made. Cal Morris makes the save there. Nice looking opportunity for the Storm. Gomez and Pogansky working well. Pogansky took that shot from the top of the right circle. And the save was made by Cal Morris. Pogansky's trying to get a puck to the net, but no traffic in front. Morris ate that one up right into the pads, right into the chest there. Storm working on a streak here where they haven't scored a goal in a while. They were shut out last week in Sioux Falls. Now here's a chance off the faceoff for Horn. Goes behind the net, though, with it. And he's taking a hit from Peter Tischke. And it's a penalty upcoming to Chicago. Lebosky taken down. Glukowski gets into it with a few Steel players after the play. Lebowski was taken down. Penalty to the Steel. And the Storm of the Century 21 power play. And Steel captain Danny Fetzer into the box. And he had some words for the Storm bench as he was on his way into the box. Johansson pointing out now in the Storm end that there's a little problem with the dasher board there. There's some residue falling off the dasher board. Officials take that away. The Storm are back to the Century 21 power play for 2 minutes. Penalty to Danny Fetzer. 2 minutes for head contact. Lebowski back on his feet, and he'll take the draw here. And the power play, and he lost it, though. And now here comes Chicago. And it's Berg who takes the shot. Save Johansson. Rebound. Save Johansson. Steel on their shorthanded chances here. Really getting some good chances shorthanded. And have almost made the Storm pay. Aldworth now into the zone. Puck poked off his stick. Nice defensive play by the Steel. Kept in, though, by Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the left point. Down low it goes for Christian Horn. Horn got it. Tried to get it down low for Aldworth. Played back up top, though. But Kevin Kerr over to Cecere. Cecere finds Lebowski on the near side. Back up top for Cecere. Fakes on a shot. Finds Kevin Kerr. Kerr back to Cecere. He finds Horn to Lebowski. Good puck movement here by the Storm. Cecere back to Lebowski. On the right circle, back to Cecere. Cecere fakes on a shot, finds Horn. Now Kevin Kerr, back to Horn on the far side. Horn with a shot, save made, rebound, save! Aldworth had the rebound, Horn with the initial shot. Cale Morris on his game here tonight, holding the Storm quiet. Couple chances on the power play. Good puck movement by Tri-City. But it took him a while to get a shot off. 106 remaining now. In the Century 21 power play, penalty is to Danny Fetzer for head contact. 14-16 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period of play here, 1-0 Steel lead. Faceoff won by the Steel, and they wrap it around to the far side. Martin can't keep it in, and now hustling back is Polganski to win the puck back for Tri-City. Polganski left it for Glukowski. 45 seconds remaining in the Century 21 power play. Gomez flipped it in, hit the linesman though, and now played out of play by the Steel into the crowd here at the edge. 41 seconds remaining here in the penalty to Danny Fetzer. 13:51 remaining here in the third and final period presented by Big O Tires. Tri-City trailing to the Steel, 1-0. Artem Artemov with the goal has the Steel ahead. Storm again stopped at the line, trying to enter the zone of the power play here off the faceoff, and it's sent all the way down for Cutler Martin and Tri-City to regroup with 30 seconds left in the power play. Martin on the far side, rolled past Olsen and Berger into the Steel end. Icing waved off. Played on the near side now by Glukowski, keeping it in. Chance in front. Shot was blocked in front. Olsen tried to get the deflection, but it never got through. Final 10 seconds left, and it's been a Storm power play that has been pretty quiet here tonight. Storm offense in general, no goals here yet tonight. Wilkie moved in onside, taking off the puck. As we're back at even strength with 13 minutes remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Leno now, the center, taken back by Cutler Martin. Storm down 1-0, looking for an equalizer. Martin flips it into the zone. Goes down deep into the Steel end. Leader on the far side. Schultz stops his man. Eastman down low. Eastman to the center. Chance for Olsen. And it was blocked. Nice look there from Olsen. Another chance from Olsen that went wide. Here's Eastman now. Back to McMurphy. Trying to find Olsen in the front. And it was taken away. A couple of players go down in the back play. And now here's Fetzer with an on-man rush. Fetzer fanned on a pass. Would have had a big chance there. It was a 3-on-1 and he couldn't get a shot off. And now here's Eastman the other way for the Storm. 1-on-2. Eastman does the smart thing, flips it in. Goes after Nate Kwasinski. And now here comes Chicago back one more time. Robbie Payne has this one roll off his stick, rolled right to Johansson. And he covers up, stopping play with 12:10 remaining. Here at the edge in Bensenville, Illinois, Jared Shaffron with you here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's a 1-0 game in favor of Chicago. I want to remind you, fans, Big O Tires is located at 116 West 56th Street in Kearney, right in front of Super Walmart. We're open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. In Grand Island, you'll find Big O Tires at 2135 North Dyers, right in front of the Super Walmart and Menards on South Locust at Stoley Park Road. The hours of the Big O Tires in Grand Island, the same as they are in Kearney, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6, Monday through Friday. Check out Big O Tires today. Well, it's a 1-0 lead for the Chicago Steel here in the third period. We've got 12 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in this game. The Storm, long streak without scoring a goal here. They scored 4 in Dubuque last Friday night, but they did not score against Sioux Falls on Saturday. They were shut out 6-0 by the Stampede. And the Storm just looking for to get some offense here and get on the board. Nice forechecking play by Mayer. Gets a turnover. Got it forward for Eastman. Too far in front. Back to Bjorkum. Bjorkum on the near side for Jackson. Jackson, nice little move. In on side of the Steel with a shot. And it's deflected out of play by the Storm. Nice shot blocking there by the Tri-City. Getting back in position. 11:53 remaining here in the third. Storm still trying to get on the board. Trailing 1-0. To Chicago. L'Esperance will take this faceoff for the Storm against John Ersting. Faceoff scrum for one by Cutler Martin on the far side, out of the zone. It rolls all the way down. Icing will be whistled to Tri-City, and the faceoff comes with 11:45 remaining here in the final third period. Tri-City and Chicago here at the edge. Steel have a 1-0 lead. L'Esperance on the faceoff to the left of Johansson now. Taking the draw against Brian LeBlanc. Quick shot off the draw, went wide. Glove side of Johansson for the steal. Now another chance off the back of the net. And now L'Esperance takes it back for Tri-City. L'Esperance to the center. Past the red line, chips it in. Right on Cale Morris, and he just hangs on and stops play. And after the whistle, shove there against L'Esperance. 11:29 remains. Big O Tires, third period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 1-0 to the Chicago Steel on the road. Storm have struggled on the road here early on this season. Only one win in their first road game of the year against Des Moines. But they've lost 5 consecutive away from Kearney. Faceoff in the Steel end is won by Tri-City. Cecier over to Aldworth. Tees up a shot. Save was made there by the defenseman Alec Vanko. Got it right off the chest. And now it's Jackson going the other way. Jackson with a shot, went over the net. Knuckle puck, flipped over Johansson's glove, and Steele gets to the rebound. Now down low behind the net. LeBlanc moves it to Jackson on the far side. Up top for McDonald with a shot, deflected over the net. Another chance in front there. Johansson had to make a save on the far side. Now here comes Lebowski. Dan Lebowski off to the races. Lebowski past one player. Lebowski to the net. Save made by Morris. And the rebound's covered up. Aldworth trying to get in front. Takes a couple shoves from Jackson. And Aldworth, strong play to try to go to the front of the net there on that rebound. Nice job by a young player in Thomas Aldworth. His 2 goals on the season. That time it was Lebowski that said, hey, I'm getting off to the races. I'm getting some shot. I'm getting some chances on net there. Good job by Lebowski. Good job by Aldworth. Face off to the right of Morris now in the Steel end. Face off is won by Chicago, and they flip it around the far side. Out of the zone it goes. And now in a neutral ice and into the Storm end. Artemov, the only goal scorer of the night here, clips it in deep. Artemov has 5 goals on the season now with that tally. Kept in by McDonald, but the shot was blocked by Wilkie. Nice job by Chris Wilkie there, getting with a shin pad. And now Ross Olsen will start back for the Storm. Finds Dello on the near side corner. Dello moving forward. Berger takes an open ice hit. And Berger, thank God he's okay there. Big collision. In open ice, Berger had his head turned there. Right back up on his feet now, Artemov. Left it for McDonald, who just threw one in deep. Went over the net. Rebound picked up by Schultz. Halfway through the Big O Tires third period. 1-0. Chicago Steel in the lead. 10 minutes to go in the game. Steel with the puck in their own net. It's Kwasinski with the puck. Behind the net, he leaves it for Victor Bjorkum. Bjorkum will hold and set up a breakout play here for the Steel. Leading 1-0 in this one. Up the far side wall, stopped by Eastman. Nice job of that. A loose puck picked up by Glukowski, and he chips one in deep. Storm are going to go chase here. Bjorken behind the net. Bjorken moving forward on the far side. Stopped by McMurphy. Here's Mayer. Mayer trying to get around his man. Mayer to the net. Shot from McMurphy, deflected over the net. Now down low, Eastman in the far side corner. Eastman with two steel players on him. Leaves it for McMurphy with a shot. Save made by Morris with the left pad. Rebound off the backboards. Picked up by Eastman. Eastman in the near side corner now. Trying to get it up top for Glukowski, but it's deflected away and taken by Fetzer. And now here's Robbie Payne. Payne on the far side. Takes a hit from Martin. Moved it to Polino. And now it's up into the air. L'Esperance tried to glove it down, but couldn't. Yao keeps it in the zone on the left point. Moves it to Payne on the near side. And out to neutral ice for Chicago to regroup. Back in on side. Martin with a huge hit on the far side. Cutler Martin with a big hit on Fetzer there. And now it's out of the zone, back to neutral ice. L'Esperance with a big hit on the Storm bench there on Schilling. Storm physical here late in this game, trailing 1-0. 8:30 remaining in regulation of the Big O Tires third period. L'Esperance with it. Try to get it to Cecere. It's knocked away. It's a breakaway chance here for Ernsting. Ernsting shoots. Saved by Johansson. Rebound. Went over the net. Johansson keeps it 1-0 and makes another breakaway save on Ernsting. He's had a few chances, including a penalty shot. Now here's another chance for Ernsting in the corner, trying to find Jackson in front. And now the Storm have possession here. Kevin Kerr with it. Settling things down. 8 minutes remaining in regulation. Tri-City trailing 1-0. Gomez got it into the zone, but not deep, and McDonald takes it the other way for the steal. Moved by Schilling on the far side. Schilling in the corner to the center. He's broken up for a second. He gets it back, takes a shot. Johansson makes the save. Rebounds loose on the far side, and it's moved up the wall and out of the zone. Here's Lebowski. Chipped it forward for Aldworth, but he was stopped, and here come the steals. Kerr was late getting over to that play, but he did break up the Ernsting chance. Now here's Jones in onside for the steal, taken away by Aldworth. Aldworth tried to get a centering pass for Horn. He went behind him and picked up by Jalen Schultz. Schultz now to the near side with Tori Dello. Nice pass across the ice to Lebowski. Lebowski moves it for Christian Horn. Horn in onside. Horn with a shot. It was blocked. And now it's taken back by Chicago. Now to the far side. It's Jones moving in. Chance from nice job by Schultz. And Jones put it wide. Schultz on the back check did a nice job there. Now a shot went wide from Tischke of the net. Another shot was deflected in front, wide of the net again. Steele just getting things to the net. They take a lot of shots and try to throw pucks to the net. That's what the Storm talked about before this one. Steele holding true to that right now. 6:45 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 1-0. Martin can't get it out of the zone. LeBlanc center pass was knocked away by Dello. Now behind the Storm end, it's Cutler Martin. Storm trying to regroup and get something going offensively. Just 6:30 left in the Big O Tires third period. It's still 1-0 Steele. Martin in front of his own net now. Moving forward to neutral ice. Banks it off the near side wall. Stopped by the Steele trying to enter the zone. Loose puck picked up by Glukowski. Got it away from Smith, and now it's put back on the stick of Wilkie. Chris Wilkie leaves it back for Glukowski. Storm just trying to get in the offensive zone here. Now it's chipped in deep by Ross Olsen. Cale Morris leaves it behind the net. The far side, it's moved by Vanko up top and out of the zone. Steele moving quickly here. It's C.J. Smith to the center, and a shot. Save made by Johansson there with the blocker. And now it's Cecere. 5:47 remaining in the third. Wilkie, nice little pass over to Berger. Berger, pass to the far side in for Olsen. Olsen to the far side, shot. Save made by Morris. Rebound for the Steele in the near side. And it's taken out of the zone on the far side. Played by Artemov in neutral ice. Got it in deep to the Storm end. Johansson out of his net to play it for Tri-City. Plays it on the far side. Up the far side wall, Ross Olsen. Olsen banks it out to neutral ice. McDonald had it roll off his stick. It was poked in by Berger, but not in deep. Berger and Olsen going off to make a change. Now Cecere to Kevin Kerr. Kerr with the puck on a stick on the near side. Makes one move by Polino. Now Kerr moving up the ice. Kevin Kerr in onside. Leaves it for L'Esperance with a shot. And he just missed the net high. L'Esperance with a good-looking opportunity, but he just missed the net high. And now it's Fetzer. It was a chance for the steal. He shoots. Johansson with a big save. Fetzer with a big chance. Another chance to flex off Polino. Big pile up behind the net. Gomez is going to try to get this one out of the zone, and he does. Gomez is chasing for it. McDonald wins that battle. Now Fetzer has it. We're into the Diamond Vogel final five. Last 5 minutes of play here in regulation in Chicago. It's 1-0 steal. Schultz on the far side now. Schultz brings it in the zone. Schultz with a shot. Save made by Morris, and he hangs on. 4:26 remaining. Tri-City trailing by one. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. 4:26 left. That was a long run of play without a stoppage. And the Storm right now got to gear up for these last 4:26, trying to get back in this one. They trail by one. Faceoff coming to the right of the goaltender for Chicago, Cale Morris. Morris has been perfect here tonight, has not allowed a goal to get by him. The faceoff is won by the Storm. Saucier put it in deep. Bjorkung moved it to the near side corner now in the steel end. Moved up the near side wall. Glukowski keeps it in. Fires it back in deep. Now on the far side, Bjorkung had it chipped away by Drew Mayer. Mayer put it in deep. McMurphy back there trying to battle with Eastman. Eastman overskated it, and it's moved ahead. Glukowski kept it in for a second, but now it's Jackson out to the far side. Chicago up the ice. Seal to the center. It's chipped in on Johansson. He covers up and makes the save. 3:52 remaining now in the Diamond Vogel final five. 1-0 score. Steal on top of the Storm. Third period, the only goal, Artem Artemov. Early on in the third period, got the goal from C.J. Smith at 3 minutes and 10 seconds. And that's what we've got here in the third. Off the face-off, the Storm, able to get it out of the zone, for their own zone. Lebowski was trying to go forward, got knocked over to Cutler-Martin, now back to the steel side of things. And here's LeBlanc. Move to the center. Polino with a chance. Martin finds the puck on his stick, gets it out to neutral ice. Rolling puck, not reaching for icing here. 3:30 remaining in the Diamond Vogel. Final five. So we're going to turn over here. Lebowski left it for Horn. Martin with a shot went over the net. Now on the near side, Kevin Kerr. Kerr can't keep it in, but got the puck that's rolling over to Martin. Christian Horn moving forward. Cutler-Martin aired that one out, gloved down by LeBlanc. And now here comes Martin, leading the rush with a shot. Save Morris. Rebounds loose, poked into the corner. Now it's played on by LeBlanc behind the net now. Steele trying to move out of the zone, they do. Taken right back, though, by Horn, who flips it back into the zone. Lebowski going to go chase for it. Lebowski is going to take a... We're going to see a penalty upcoming to the Steele. Steele have a penalty upcoming here. And they move up the ice. The Storm, then they say the penalty's on the Storm. So the penalty, sorry, is on the Storm the whole time. And it's Lebowski that goes, and it's a tough penalty for Lebowski to take. So I originally thought there. Lebowski took the penalty. And as the Steel moved up ice, we have just 2:34 left in this game. And Lebowski will sit for a high stick for the next 2 minutes. Official was all over it right in front of the play. Lebowski, not a play that he would usually make there. He moved in on the corner. Usually Lebowski, a hardworking guy with a lot of speed, going to chase a puck in the corner, would put his head down and go get it. Instead, he kind of slowed up, and then he gets whistled for a high stick. So a little bit of an out-of-the-ordinary play, and now the Storm are shorthanded for the next 2 minutes with just 2:34 remaining in the game. The Steel with a chance to score and double their lead here on a power play. We got the GNC penalty kill late in this one. Now the Storm win the faceoff, and Gomez gets one forward. Here's L'Esperance, shorthanded, trying to make a move. Lost the puck to Bjorkum. Bjorkum clears the puck out into his own bench. So we get a stoppage, 2:21 remaining in the third. Steel with a 1-0 lead, 1:41 remaining in the power play for the Steel. Lebowski, a high sticking penalty late in this one, has the Storm shorthanded. Face off scrum form won by the Steel, and It's moved forward by Artemov. Backhanded into the storm end, but not deep. And now it's moved by Christian Horn. Horn into the zone. Makes a move past one player. Lost the puck, though. And now LeBlanc plays it forward. And now Glukowski fires it back in the zone. LeBlanc back there. Final 2 minutes of play. Here is Yao. Will play it behind his own net. Content to run some time here. The Steel do have a power play, but with a 1-0 lead late in this game, they'll kill some time. That's just as good. Far side, Artemov into the zone. Back to Yao. Fakes on a shot. Over to LeBlanc. With a shot. Johansson save. Rebound pokes out to Pogansky. And he just clears all the way down. No icing here. As we are on a GNC penalty kill for the next 52 seconds. Minute 25 left in the game. Steel leading 1-0 here. In onside is Jackson to the net. Shot save, Johansson, and he hangs on. So we got 1:17 remaining in regulation. Storm head coach here, Jim Holton, has a timeout in his pocket that he could use. Holton, right now it looks like he's not going to use it. 1:17 remains in the game. 43 seconds left on the GNC penalty kill. Face off now to the right of Johansson, won by the Storm. Glukowski to Kevin Kerr. Now up the far side wall, Gomez. Gomez in a neutral ice. Past the red line. Gomez gets taken off the puck as he tried to move in with it. And it's taken on the near side by the Steel, but now back to L'Esperance. L'Esperance leaves it for Kevin Kerr. Storm have pulled their goaltender. Johansson is out of the net. Kerr on the far side. Final minute of play. Johansson's out of the net. We're now at 5-on-5 as the Storm still killing a penalty for the next 13 seconds. Wilkie is in. Wilkie down into the corner. Took a hit there from Polino. Lost the puck. Kept in by Kerr. Kerr on the far side wall now. Final seconds of the penalty kill. And the Storm now back at even strength. Bolting out of the box is Lebowski. Steal with the puck. They bank it out of the zone. Glukowski gets it back in. But it was stopped at the line by Payne. Now here's a chance at the empty net. And it rolls in. The goal for C.J. Smith. And the Steel have a 2-0 lead with just 25 seconds remaining in regulation. Storm had pulled their goaltender, Jacob Johansson. And that should seal things here for the Steel. Chicago Steel defensively shutting down the Storm. Second consecutive game, the Storm have not scored a goal. They're in danger of being shut out, 25 seconds away from being shut out. Here in this one, McMurphy on the faceoff with Brian LeBlanc. Storm are just 25 seconds left. Puck is dropped. Won by the Steel. All the way back in the Storm end. Cecere's got to go get it now. Cecere moving forward. Final 15 seconds of this one. Now Drew Mayer on the far side. Held up. Penalty coming. Mayer goes down. He was running to the net there. And it's a Century 21 power play. As Mayer was holed up. Got to give credit to Drew Mayer here. For really at this point. I mean, game looks like it's in hand for Steel. 7 seconds left. But Mayer's still working hard, fighting the power play here. Now, Storm have their goaltender pulled and a power play. Pogansky onto the ice as the extra attacker with 7 seconds left in the game. Storm down by two. They need two goals. Face off one by the Steel. Chance for Pogansky. Save made. And that'll do it for this one. 2-0, the final score. The Steel get the shutout win. They'll grab that puck. First career USHL shutout for their goaltender, Cale Morris. Big win for the Steel. They continue to stay hot here. And they've done well. Tri-City drops this one 2-0. Fail to score a goal for the second consecutive game. The Storm will now head to Ann Arbor and face Team USA for two games to complete the weekend road trip. But 2-0. Win for the Steel here, and the Storm dropped their record to 4-10-2. Come back on the Breeze with the full old Chicago postgame show in a minute, right here on 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk,
New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Hey, Storm Hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Edge here in Bensonville, Illinois. Just outside of Chicago, the Chicago Steel with the 1-0 victory, the 2-0 victory. Got a late empty net goal there. Knock off the Tri-City Storm. 2-0 the final score here. We're inside our Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago. Eat, drink, be yourself. Storm dropped this one 2-0 in the debut of their new head coach, Jim Holton. He failed to score any goals, so Storm fans, Jim Holton spoke in the press conference when he was hired on Tuesday and said, it's not an immediate change, it's a process. And if you're a Storm fan, you saw the same result that you saw on Saturday when the Storm lost to the Sioux Falls Stampede. It was a 6-0 game on Saturday, and tonight 2-0, two consecutive shutouts here, and the Storm have failed to score a goal since last Friday against Dubuque. So it's a process, and the Storm are working here, but in this game, just limited offensive opportunities for Tri-City. Only 21 shots on goal for the Storm compared to 34 for the Steel. 21 saves is all the goaltender Cale Morris needed as he gets his first career USHL shutout in just his fifth appearance. Congratulations to Cale Morris. Story of this one is great play by him. Jacob Johansson for the Tri-City Storm had a great game in net as well, just allowed one goal, the other one an empty netter. The goal for Artem Artemov at 3:10 of the third period, C.J. Smith on the assist. The empty netter, C.J. Smith from Robbie Payne and Robbie Jackson. So Payne picks up a point and an assist in a game against his former team. That empty netter scored with just 25 seconds remaining in the third period. And the Storm dropped this one by a final score of 2-0 to Chicago. We'll take a break here on the Old Chicago Postgame Show, and we will come back with our head coach for the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. We'll speak to him. We'll recap the out-of-town scores, and we'll get to our three stars of the game and the dent popper, Grinder of the Night, all coming up next here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Throw the turkey in the oven, grab your running shoes, and gather the family for the 11th annual Kearney Family YMCA's Turkey Trot and Gobble Wobble, sponsored by the Tri-City Storm. Whether you run as a competitive athlete or just for fun with your family, join us for the kids' one-mile fun run or the 2 or 5 mile races. Each paid registration receives a free ticket to the Tri-City Storm vs. Omaha Lancers game on Friday the 29th. For more information, call the YMCA at 308-237-9622 or visit our website at kearneymca.org.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Viero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always. You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Edge here in Bensenville, Illinois. Jared Schaffrin with you on the Old Chicago postgame show. And we're sitting next to Jim Holton, new head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Coach, one game in the books here. Obviously, maybe not the way you drew it up for the first game, but overall thoughts of how the team played?
Well, outside of the obvious disappointment in losing the game, I thought our battle and our compete level was fantastic. So I'm optimistic. I saw a lot of good signs. On the flip side, there were some bad things. I thought we were our own worst enemy, and that's what I said to the team after. I loved their battle level. We blocked a lot of shots. We took hits for the team. We tried to do the things we talked about. But in fairness, it takes more than a day to correct some of our habits. And right now, as a team, we have some bad habits, and we end up shooting ourselves in the foot. So that's an area that has to be addressed. But, I mean, we had an outstanding performance from Jacob and Ned, which is difficult. Are unfortunate, I guess, that we didn't reward him. And I think we're squeezing the stick a little tight in the offensive zone. We had a couple chances late. But again, if you can come into the road 0-0 heading into the third period, we're in pretty good shape. But unfortunately, we couldn't close the deal. But we'll fix it.
So it seems like one of the things you were talking to the guys about earlier is getting shots to the net, getting some traffic in front, trying to score some dirty goals. It seemed like some of those guys, specifically, I think Ross Olsen, a good example of a guy who's just trying to throw some pucks at the net. Is that what you kind of saw as well? Just some guys are getting that kind of message where just trying to throw things to the net?
Well, it's coming in fits and spurts, and I think that's to be expected when you take over, and we've had two practices. We have to up our shot clock, and we have to cut it down. We can't keep giving our goalies this type of workload, or it's going to be difficult to have success. But I thought in the offensive zone, as the game wore on, we started to do more things. You know, they started to get pucks to the net. We started to get bodies to the net. And again, that's where you'll build your confidence. We have to get some ugly ones. We got to get into the greasy areas. And once we do that, then the skill will relax.
Same thing on the power play. Have a lot of different chances on the power play with opportunities, but again, come up short. What are the main things you're trying to work on the power play?
Well, we're going to try not to give up any breakaways. I mean, yeah, we were awful on it in the second period, and we handed momentum away on it. But I thought we had a power play late in the second. We made a lot better decisions on our entry. We got in, and then we made an adjustment against their pressure, and I thought we boxed it up, and we moved the puck around very well. And, I mean, that's step number one, is having the confidence to move the puck. Then we just have to get some shots through. So it's a step-by-step process, but again, they picked it up pretty good because we went from awful in the second period to looking pretty darn good in the third and almost scoring.
You mentioned when you were hired here the other day that you felt like the cupboard wasn't bare. You wanted to evaluate what you had. You thought there's a lot of talent on this team. Is that what you saw here tonight?
I did. I saw a lot of talent. And, you know, we started to open our defensemen up. They went D to D and opened up the ice. And we got some boys that can really, really skate. I just would like to see a little bit more structure and a little bit more control in our game. But that's going to take time. The message isn't going to just sink in a day or two. And their hearts were in the right place tonight. That's what I loved. Their effort, their intensity, a lot of the things they control was there. And let's be honest, it's been a difficult week for them. It's a lot of an emotional upheaval in you. It's the first time a lot of the kids have lived through a coaching change. And all of a sudden, I'm coming in barking a different message, and it takes a while. You know, there was some hesitation, but to their credit, they really controlled the controllables tonight, and you hear coaches talk about it all the time, but that's what we like to see.
Final thing, you mentioned Jacob with a great performance tonight in net. Just for the fans who are wondering what the goaltending plan is, I'm sure some people well, interested to see if Hayden Levine's going to get a game. Have you figured out the goaltending situation yet?
Yeah, Hayden's going to play tomorrow night. I told both guys 2 days ago that Jake would start today and then Hayden tomorrow. And Hayden's going to get into a lot more games. I think in a weekend league like this, when you're playing back-to-backs and 3-3s, you have to use two goalies. And you know what? We're blessed with two really good goaltenders. It's probably the backbone of our team. And I think safe to say Jake's probably going to need a little bit of rest here after tonight, but he'll probably come back Sunday afternoon because of the quick turnaround.
All right, that's the head coach for the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. Thanks for joining us here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show.
Thanks, Jared.
Go right here into the next step of the Old Chicago Postgame Show in a second. Here we're going to take a quick break on the breeze and come right back with the conclusion of the show here on 94.5 FM KLIQ.
Hey, Storm hockey fans, do you drive a pickup or an SUV? I'm talking Ford, Chevys, Dodges, Nissans, Toyotas, and the others. Well, there's only one place to get your next set of tires. I'm talking about Big O Tires, where you'll get the best deal in town on BF Goodrich, Michelin, Goodyear, Nitto, Cooper, Yokohama, and more. Big O's your truck tire headquarters with guaranteed low prices and the best service in town. So if you need truck or SUV tires, check us out at BigOTires.com or just stop by. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for a natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
All right, wrapping this one up here in the Old Chicago Postgame Show. Jared Sheffrin with you here. A 2-0 win for the Chicago Steel. Let's get you the three stars of the game presented by New West Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is your source here for orthopedic surgery and sports medicine for both the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney, located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, the three stars here tonight. The third star for the Storm, Jacob Johansson, makes 35 saves on 36 shots and keeps the Storm in the game. Great performance from Johansson once again here tonight, but he comes up short as the Storm could not put any on the board for him. Number two star, Artem Artemov for the Steel. Artemov scores that first goal in the third period. Nice shot to beat Johansson. That's what it took to beat Jacob Johansson here tonight. And Artemov makes it count with the first goal of the game. Puts the Steel on the board, and they never look back from there. Second star to Artem Artemov, his fifth goal of the season. And Cale Morris with his first USHL shutout. He's 21 of 21 tonight, and he gets the number one star presented by New West. We'll go right to the Dent Popper grinder of the night here. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the night, number 8, Jalen Schultz. Won it before he even started playing. Just dogging it out. Really a huge performance from Schultz. He only missed two games after a really rough leg injury. He had to be carried off the ice on a stretcher. The Storm thought he might be done for the season, but a week later, he's back in the lineup, and great to see Jalen Schultz grinding it out tonight, playing a good game for Tri-City on defense. Grinder of the night tonight presented by the Dent Popper. Let's look, check the out-of-town scores here before we sign off. Around the USHL, presented by Midway Auto. Midway Auto and group has been a great group here for us. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway.com. We look into that scoreboard. A lot of games in the USHL tonight. All around the league. Quickly get you up to speed on the scores. Sioux City with a 3-2 win over Green Bay in overtime. Lincoln defeats Youngstown 4-3. Team USA comes back to beat Waterloo 8-6. Cedar Rapids defeats Muskegon 3-2 in overtime. Omaha came back and beat Fargo 4-2. Indiana dropped one to Sioux Falls 5-4. The Stampede with a win at home in front of their fans over the ice. Dubuque defeats Des Moines 4-1. For all the updated scores, standings, and stats, check USHL.com or go to PointStreak.com and click on USHL. That'll do it here for us in Chicago. The final score of this one once more, 2-0, the Steel defeat the Tri-City Storm. Second shutout in a row. Second game in a row, the Storm have been shut out. They'll look to stop that tomorrow as they'll take on the U.S. Under-17 team, Team USA, tomorrow in Ann Arbor here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Once again, that's a 6 o'clock start. Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.